Nunez makes his second-half debut for the Scrappers, batting eighth, playing second base. Kirkland Banks will be the shortstop, batting ninth, and the righty Dylan Sabia on the mound for the Scrappers. For the Spikes, it looks like this. Peyton Hardin is the center fielder leading off. The hero last night, he had two hits, including that double in the ninth inning, stole two bases overall. Spikes stole four as a team in the game. Josh Leslie will bat second. He'll be at shortstop. He had two doubles of his own, so moves up from ninth in the order to second. Carlos Contreras had a four-hit game in his Spikes debut. We believe that he's the first ever to do it, but still confirming that as Contreras will bat third, play left field. Logan Mathieu, the Belfont boy, will bat fourth and play first base, with Marcus Page batting fifth, playing third base. Braden Blackford bat sixth, plays second base. Sean Ross is the DH, batting seventh. Caleb Marquez makes his Spikes debut, batting eighth and catching. And Jesse Fontaboa will be the number nine hitter, playing right field, with Jacob Meyer, the left-hander out of Purdue Fort Wayne, making the start for the Spikes. And now we join Jeff Brown, and we join our national anthem. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch is next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Enjoy a fantastic fireworks show with the State College Spikes tonight. The Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 6:35, and after the game, fireworks light up the skies, presented by the Meadows, with a salute to Morgan Wallen theme. Plus, it's Ag Night at the ballpark, and enjoy Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition after the game, presented by Mountain Indy Health, on a Super Saturday, presented by the PA Lottery. For tickets, call 814-272-1711, or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Jacob Meyer gets the ball for State College to begin tonight's action. The left-hander at one of three mastodons from Purdue Fort Wayne on the Spikes opening second half roster here in 2023. And Meyer with Caleb Marquez serving as his catcher tonight. In his career at Purdue Fort Wayne, he finished off with a 1-5 record, 9.62 ERA this year, 17 appearances, 10 starts. In 48 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 37, walked 31. But played for Danville in the Prospect League last year, Wilson down in the Coastal Plains League, the Tobbs. He's also spent time with Fond du Lac in the Northwoods League, where he had a .69 ERA. And the Amarillo Sod Dogs of the Texas Collegiate League. Previous to Purdue Fort Wayne, he was at Iowa Lakes Community College, but he's here now in Happy Valley, 6'4", 210 pounds, 23 years of age. And Christian Johnson will lead off against him. Johnson did not play in the opener last night for Mahoning Valley to start the second half schedule. out of Clinton, Mississippi. And the first pitch tonight at 6:34. Bounced on to second, taken by Braden Blackford. Throw to first in time. And just like that, one away is tonight's first pitch at 6:35. Was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider. Located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. I think what happened there is that the pitch was delivered at 6:34:58, was put into play at 6:35 on the dot. So there you go. And now T.J. Reeves, the batter. Reeves was the number 8 man in the order last night. The designated hitter went 1-for-4. He swings the first pitch, lofts it to right field. Jesse Fontebeau is underneath it and makes the catch for the second out. It's been very efficient for Jacob Myers so far. 2 pitches, 2 outs. Here's Trenton Jameson. He was the right fielder last night. He'll be the DH tonight. Went 0-for-3 with a walk and scored a run. Jameson out of Alabama State, an Atlanta native. 6'1", 230 pounds. A right-handed hitter, as all 9 hitters in the Mahoning Valley starting lineup will be. Meyer, the left-hander, delivers. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count. Of course, Mahoning Valley, only 2 lefties on their initial second-half roster. Catcher Antonio Fernandez and infielder Brad Burkle. Burkle played last night, not in the starting lineup tonight. Here's the 1-0 to Jameson. A fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-1. Pepsi Picnic Pavilion filled to the brim and then some tonight with the Penn State ARL group. As Randy Dillon Sabia completes his warm-ups in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, a high chopper bounce down the third baseline, foul. And it's a ball and 2 strikes as Marcus Page manning the hot corner for the Spikes this evening. Tosses the ball to Mahoning Valley third base coach Craig Antush. Bryant Nelson, the hitting coach at first. Ray King is the pitching coach for Mahoning Valley, and Dimitri Young is the manager. And the 1-2 to Jameson, called. Strike 3, fastball just above the knees, over the outer portion of the zone. It's the first strikeout of the night for Jacob Meyer, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. 3 up, 3 down for Jacob Meyer in the first. Spikes to the plate in the bottom half. And we'll have that for you right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the first inning, Dylan Sabia making the start for Mahoning Valley this evening. Sabia out of the University of Oregon, a native of White Plains, New York, 6'2", 215 pounds. He is 24 years of age. Sabia with the blue, almost teal mitt on his left hand as the right-hander delivers his warm-ups. Comes to the Scrappers after posting a 2-0 mark, 5.23 ERA, 25 appearances, most of them out of the bullpen, just 2 starts this year for the Ducks. Last year for the Ducks, 32 and two-thirds innings. He allowed 20 runs, 19 earned on 31 hits, 21 strikeouts to 19 walks. Also spent time with Keene in the New England Collegiate League. Started his collegiate career at Queens College in 2018 and then pitched two seasons at Central Connecticut State before journeying out west. Peyton Hardin was the hero last night in the ninth inning, doubled home the tying run, scored the winning run on a wild pitch to complete the Spikes' comeback for the walk-off win. He takes a strike over the outer half of the plate. Hardin went 2-for-4 last night, scored a run, drove in a run. He was 2-for-2 in steals as well, and a key steal of third base in the bottom of the ninth after collecting that double. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Sabia into the windup, the pitch, and that is lined into the glove of a leaping Kirkland Banks at shortstop. One down in the bottom of the first. No score in this one after the Scrappers went down in order in the top half of this inning. Josh Leslie now batting, and Leslie into the right-handed batter's box. Joined the Spikes from McNeese State, Menominee Falls, Wisconsin native, and East. Swings the first pitch, deflects it off the mitt of the pitcher. Sabia whirls, fires to first, not in time. That'll be a single. That was 94 miles an hour off the bat. And Sabia did a good job just to elude it enough so that it smacked the leather and nothing else on his person. And so Leslie is aboard, and Omar Veloz, the Mahoning Valley catcher, making sure his hurler's okay. That's not an official mound visit, says Brad Reedy, our plate umpire tonight. Steve Oakes is at first base, and Buzz Albert is at third base. So now Carlos Contreras, the batter, the left fielder. Now the third place hitter in the order for the Spikes after a 4-for-4 performance in his first game with the club last night. Four singles. He also added a stolen base and still have to verify, but we believe that is the first time ever a Spike has collected a four-hit game in their opening game with the club. Here's the 1-0. That one a breaking ball low. 2-0 the count. Actually, that one dipping down low and might have been a splitter or a sinker from Sabia, the pitch. That's a fastball low. 3-0 the count to Contreras. Contreras out of Sam Houston State, a native of Austin, Texas. 5'10", 195 pounds. He is 23 years old. There goes Hardin on the 3-0. It's a pitch called a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. So Leslie takes off on 3-0 and grabs the steal. It's the Spikes' fifth already in the second half, upping the overall 2023 total to 54. So now a 3-1 count to Contreras. A runner on second, one out for the Spikes in the bottom of the first, looking to gain the opening lead of the game for the second straight night. Bluff steal by Leslie. The pitch homeward. Foul back to the screen, and the count is full to Contreras.
Fans, please cross out G55 and G56.
So, thus far, many baseball bingo numbers already in play. Fans can play by grabbing their cards on their way into the ballpark or at the Giant Customer Service Center behind home plate. Payoff pitch floats in high and away, ball four. And Contreras, as soon as that ball hit the middle of a Lowe's, charged down to first. So the first walk issued in the game puts runners at first and second with one gone for Logan Matthew. Belfont's own was 0-for-4 last night, but was at the plate, ready to be the hero. He had bases loaded, one out in a tie game. But Cameron Prayer's pitch went wild, and so Hardin scored on that instead, but a chance for an RBI here. Left-handed hitter out of Liberty University takes a strike right around the knees. 0-1 the count. It is a larger strike zone for Mr. Matthew, of course, with that 6'3", 225-pound frame. Sabia out of the stretch. Look towards second. Leslie leading. And the 0-1. Taken for a ball. Low and away. Spikes hitting coach Tim Battle Jr. now coaching at third. He'll do so for the duration of the second half of the schedule. Jesus Izuaje still coaching at first as he did in the first half. Dave Tremblay looking to give opportunities to his coaches wherever possible. And Matthew lines this one into the gap in right center field for the game's first run. Could be two runs. Leslie is in. Contreras getting waved around. And Logan Matthew picking up right where he left off in the 2022 MLB Draft League season. Delivers a two-run double to give the Spikes a 2-0 lead. 106 miles an hour off the bat, and it kept on rolling in the gap. Those are the kinds of hits he was producing for the West Virginia Black Bears last summer, including some right here at Medler Field against the Spikes. But now he's seen the light. He's with the good guys. And here's Marcus Page now, another one of the good guys for sure. Marcus playing third base tonight. Back again after playing for the Spikes in 2021, played in the second half in 22, returns for 23. The Las Vegas native took a ball. He was 0 for 4, but did drive in. The Spikes' second run last night with a ground out in the seventh. They kept clawing back in. The 1-0, fastball for a strike, nicking the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Spikes in their red jerseys tonight. State College across the front in gold, gold numerals on the back. The Josiah Vieira patch on the right sleeve. And, of course, those Josiah Vieira uniforms going to be worn by the Spikes Sunday, August 20th. And they'll be up for bids in a jersey off the back auction benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville, where Josiah was treated with such care throughout his life. 1-2 to Page. Grounder on to third, might have broken the bat. Sykes takes it on two hops, a throw to first in time. Matthew holds it second. Two down in the bottom of the first inning. A lot of G's on the baseball bingo card in the early going. We might get some early bingos in this one. Braden Blackford, bad sixth. He is at second base tonight. And Blackford, another one of those Purdue-Fort Wayne guys. There are three of them on this initial roster of the second half for the Spikes. Blackford, tonight's starting pitcher, Jacob Meyer, and lefty Justin Miller, who got the win last night. Pitching the eighth and ninth innings and posting zeros in each one. First pitch to Blackford, low and away for a ball. 89 on the fastball from Sabia. 1-0 the count. 2-0 lead for State College here in the bottom of the first inning. This is the middle game of this three-game series to open up the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule. Here's the 1-0, and that's a grounder right side taken by David Bermudez. Floats the throw to first. It's in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes score a pair on Logan Matthews' double. Two hits in the inning, one runner left on base. End of one, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Into the second inning, Jacob Meyer, very efficient in the opening frame. Took him just six pitches, five of them strikes, to notch three outs. He'll face the middle of the Mahoning Valley order. Mason Sykes, Owen Young, and Omar Veloz. An absolutely gorgeous evening here in Happy Valley. 85 degrees of game time, partly cloudy skies. Shadows right now, sort of lightly around home plate. The darker side is on the third base side in foul ground. And Mason Sykes leads it off here in the second. Takes a off-speed delivery upstairs for ball one. Sykes went 1-for-3 with a double, was hit by a pitch, scored a run last night, also knocked in a pair with that double. And the pitch, that is lifted in the air. Center field, Harden having to go way back, but it's going to be over his head. Ricochet off the warning track and roll to the wall. Into second is Sykes, his second double of the second half, and it's the first Mahoning Valley hit of the evening. 104 miles an hour off the bat there. So Matthew with 100-plus to play a pair of Spikes runs in the first inning. Sykes responds with a scorcher of his own for a leadoff double. In the next frame as Owen Young steps in. Young, the Indianapolis native, went 2-for-3 with a double and a walk last night. Right-handed hitter. Again, this entire Scrappers order consists of right-handed hitters to begin the game tonight. Meyer out of the stretch for the first time. The pitch, a sharp grounder to short to a knee. Leslie able to scoop it up, slings the throw to first in time. One away as Sykes remains at second. Omar Veloz is the Mahoning Valley catcher. He was the catcher last night as well. 2-for-4 with an RBI. Last night he was the McDonald's strikeout guy. Did not acquiesce, though. So we'll try it again tonight. Travis Moore Jr., the on-deck hitter, is the McDonald's strikeout guy that could give everybody free Big Macs from the get-go this evening. And the pitch. Down and in. Nice job by Caleb Marquez to slide to his left to block that one. Marquez making his first appearance for the Spikes. We'll see him do up second in the bottom half of this inning. Marquez out of St. Cloud State, though he was a draft choice of the Milwaukee Brewers, actually did play 2 years in the Brewers system, but because he got to the rookie level and entered the Division II ranks at St. Cloud State out of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, he was able to play collegiate ball. Grounder on to third, taken by Page, throw across the diamond, stretched by Matthew, in time, and Veloz retired. Mahoning Valley scouting report on Meyer is to swing early in the count. It hasn't been working for the most part. And here's Travis Moore Jr. The left fielder was 1-for-4, rather, but all three of his outs were via strikeout last night. And Meyer looks in for the sign. Works from the stretch on the third base side of the slab. The lefty deals. Swing and a foul tip, third base side. 0-1 the count. Oh, great to have Jeff Brown back in the ballpark tonight. Don't worry, Rodney Martin will be back in the saddle, but good crowd on hand. You can still be part of it if you happen to be listening in. The 0-1 breaking ball in the dirt kicks away from Marquez, but not far enough away for Sykes to move up. Two down, top of the second, 2-0 lead for the Spikes. One ball, one strike. Moore out of Park College in Phoenix, Arizona, 6'3", 185 pounds, and the pitch. Here's a fastball a little low. Two balls and a strike. Meyer with a lot of sink on that one. He looks in for the sign from Marquez. A look to second now as Sykes takes his lead. And the 2-1 from the southpaw. Breaking ball down and in. 3-2 the count. Went with a slider that time. Three and one to Moore with David Bermudez on deck. Meyer delivers. Fastball and a called strike on the inside edge of the plate. And the count is full. Moore taking his time getting into the right-handed box as Meyer has what he likes. Check his second. Payoff pitch. In tight, ball four. So the first walk issued by the lefty tonight puts runners at first and second with two gone for David Bermudez, making his second half debut for the Scrappers. Bermudez, out of Stetson University down in Florida, native of East Brunswick, New Jersey, and he takes a strike, fastball on the corner down and in. 0-1 the count. Bermudez, 5'8", 205 pounds. He is 23 years of age. Grounds one to the right side, taken by Matthew. He'll fire to Meyer on the run. Great job by Meyer, the pitcher, to track that one and head to the bag ahead of Bermudez for the last out. That's good, solid, fundamental baseball from the Spikes as Mahoning Valley records a hit. Two runners left on. End of an inning and a half. 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Sean Ross leads off the bottom of the second inning to be followed by Kayla Marquez and Jesse Fontaboa, 7-8-9 hitters up for the Spikes, who lead it 2-0 thanks to Logan Matthews' two-run double in the opening frame. Sean Ross was the starting right fielder last night, made 3 plate appearances officially, drove in a run with a fielder's choice in the second, was 0-for-3, left the game in the midst of an at-bat with apparent cramping, but he is okay. He's back in the lineup as the DH tonight, and he fouls off the 1-0 pitch over our heads here behind home. 1-1. Ross out of San Diego, Indiana State product, did play for the Williamsport Crosscutters in 2021 as he takes a ball in tight. Off-speed delivery, now the 2-1. This is popped up, foul, first base side. On the run is Young, and he went on several mad dashes after foul balls last night. He wants to get everything that is remotely possible for him to get. He ran all the way to the tarp, but it was 4 rows deep in the seats. Got to admire the effort out of the Mahoning Valley first baseman, though, as Ross cracked the bat with that foul, so he'll grab a new one and quick pine tar stick adherence, and now he'll take that new bat into the right-handed box. It's interesting. Nowadays, you don't really see pine tar used to coat the bat anymore. There's a foul ball first base side in and out of the hands of a fan on the concourse, but he chases the baseball down. He's got it. 2-2 the count to Ross. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. So strike three as Dylan Sabia records his first strikeout of the night. One down in the bottom of the second, and Caleb Marquez to the plate. Marquez, the Spikes catcher, making his debut with the club. Marquez out of the Acereros de Monclova in the Mexican League. He spent time at the Monclova Academy. Also played for the Rocky Mountain Vibes last year in the Pioneer League. And by the way, we'll be joined in the top of the third inning as the pitch to Marquez swung on and missed. 0-2 the count by Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen. So she'll be joining us in the third. Sabia peers over the mitt. And the 0-2 pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. Ella just got done playing a little cowboy hat shuffle. She threw out one of our America's Carpet Outlet first pitches tonight. And the next offering, down and away for a ball, 1-2. Sabia peering over that teal mitt. And the 1-2. There's a ground run to short to his right. Banks scoops it up. Fires to first in time to get Marquez. Two away here in the bottom of the second. Jesse Fontoboa now up. Fontoboa, the number 9 hitter. Right fielder. He took over in right field for Ross last night. Went 0-for-1 with a strikeout officially at the plate. He actually took over mid at bat, but since he came in with two strikes on him and the third strike came in, that strikeout actually is credited to the initial batter in the at bat. First pitch to Fontoboa swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Jesse out of Oklahoma City University, another native of Las Vegas. Like teammate Marcus Page, lost this one down the right field line, but foul. Just about a foot wide of the stripe. Steve Oakes saw it the whole way. Two nothing Spikes here in the bottom of the second inning. Again, Ellis Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, will be joining us in the top of the third. Gorgeous night here, and no doubt, love to have some nights like these in late August this coming year. 0-2, line foul, third base side, off the wall in front of the field box seats there. Great seats available, of course, for each remaining Spikes home game. Still big nights coming up on the schedule. Big days as well. Have Sunday day games all the way through. 4:05 each Sunday home game for the remainder of the season. And the 12:05 Super Splash Day game on Wednesday, July the 26th. So that a mere 3 weeks away. It'll be two by the time middle of next week hits. Here's a grounder on to short, scooped up by Banks. He'll throw to first in time, and the inning is over as the Spikes go down in order in the second. State College leading 2-0. Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, joins us for the top of the third when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again.
Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Into the third inning here in Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. Joe Putnam along with you as the State College Spikes lead it 2-0. Kirkland Banks leading off for Mahoning Valley. And the first pitch from lefty Jacob Meyer fouled away. It'll be Christian Johnson and T.J. Reeves to follow. 9-1 and 2 batters. But we're pleased to be joined in the broadcast booth right now by Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, joining us on Ag Night here at the ballpark. Ella, welcome to Mettler Field at Lebrano Park.
Thank you.
Now, of course, being the Grange Fair Queen obviously comes with a great deal of duties. You are out here tonight throwing out a first pitch. You competed in the cowboy hat shuffle down in the dugout. And, of course, you're here as well to help promote the upcoming Grange Fair, one of the great traditions here in Happy Valley. As Kirkland Banks lines it into left center field, that'll be a base hit. So a leadoff single for Banks and the Scrappers in the third. But the Grange Fair, I know, it's coming up late August. It's something a lot of people look forward to each year, and I'm sure it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yes, I agree. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So you were named Grange Fair Queen last year.
Yes.
What was the process like to become the Grange Fair Queen?
So you have to fill out a 300-word essay about what the fair means to your community, and then I had to go in and give a 30-second introduction of myself on stage in front of a crowd. I had an interview. I gave a speech that was between 3 to 5 minutes, and then I also had an impromptu question that I answered.
What was the impromptu question? Do you remember?
Something about what's the difference between agriculture and farming, I think, or something like that. And it was definitely threw us for a curve, but that was okay.
I'm sure you answered it with great aplomb, and that's why you're wearing the crown right
yes,
now.
Yes, thank you.
Ball two to Christian Johnson. Now, being the Grange Fair Queen as well, like I said, a lot of duties come with that. What are some of the things that you've been doing over the past year here?
Yeah, so basically I've just kind of been in the community. I've done a lot of children activities, definitely have been working. The first big event was the fair, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Worked with a lot of kids, did a lot of different craft events. And I've done a few. I did a children's fair. I've been doing parades and just kind of volunteering as much as I can to help out in the community.
Pitch a strike on the outer half to Johnson, 3-1 the count. Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, joining us. And, of course, I think our president GM, Scott Walker, was down there with you for the cowboy hat shuffle, pointed out you're a Center Hall native, so very familiar with the fair.
Yes.
So what was it like to be able to be going? I'm sure you've probably gone before, gone for a few years. What was it like to go from just being a fairgoer to now being the queen of the fair?
Yeah, so I've been going since I was born, actually, because, like I said, we're always around there. So I've just been going all of these years. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it the past 2 years before I was crowned. So it was nice to get back and see everybody and get to be in the public. And actually being the queen is a lot of fun, but it's very busy. So getting to see all of the events that I wasn't able to go through before was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Christian Johnson pops out to Josh Leslie, the Spike shortstop, for the first out of the inning. 2-0 Spikes here in the top of the third. Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, joining us. And the pitch from Meyer is outside for a ball. 1-0 to T.J. Reeves. Now, in your duties as Grange Fair Queen, you know, they talked about all the activities you're doing, but of course you've got more coming up leading up to Grange Fair 2023. Why don't you tell us about those?
So we actually have some of our girls who are incoming to try for being queen. So I'm going to be working with them for a little bit, getting to introduce them and making sure that they have any, if they have any questions, answering them, being an example, show them what they need to kind of do, get everything started. I've got a lot of parades and a lot of speaking events that I've got to go to yet.
Oh boy, are you looking forward to those?
I am, yes.
Now, of course, you talked about public speaking, being out in the public, but tonight you were throwing out a first pitch out here. How was that for you?
It was definitely very nerve-wracking, that was for sure, but it was a lot of fun. Everybody just kind of cheered you on either way, so it was good.
And you were in the cowboy hat shuffle as well. What was more nerve-wracking, that or the first pitch?
Honestly, getting up onto the dugout was more nerve-wracking, if I'm going to be honest. I just wasn't paying attention, and they were like, okay, we got to go really quick. So it was fun, though.
Absolutely. And also, you know how I know you're a queen? You can fit that headset around your crown here, still maintain it. Strike to T.J. Reeves, one and two the count. Runner on first, one out here in the top of the third inning. The Spikes leading Mahoning Valley 2-0 here. At Medler Field at Lebrano Park, we're pleased to have Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, with us. And Meyer delivers. That's a breaking ball down and in. Appeal down to first, no go on the swing. 2-2 the count to Reeves. Now, of course, being a Central All native, not too far away here from Medler Field at Lebrano Park, what's your experience been like here at the ballpark tonight and some of the other times you've been here?
So I haven't been here. I was here last year, but a few years before that I hadn't been here. So it was good getting to come back and seeing everybody still involved in the community and coming out to support their local teams. So it's been a lot of fun so far. Tonight has been really good. A lot of people that have been coming up and saying hi and being welcoming. So it was a lot of fun. It's really good.
T.J. Reeves ends up popping out to left field, but a great play, and we'll talk about it a little later on. Great play made by the middle infield on that play, and those of you who are watching on the stream, you might have seen it here, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Trenton Jameson, the new batter now, with two outs here in the top of the third. Jameson struck out looking his last time up. Meyer comes set, and Jacob to the plate, and that is lifted in the air, right field. Fontebola going toward the line. It'll drop in a fair ball. Around second is Kirkland Banks. He'll make third on the two-out single by Jameson. Now runners at the corners. As Mason Sykes, who doubled to center field his first time up, will step into the right-handed box. Now, Ella, you've got the duties as Grange Fair Queen, Ag Night tonight at the ballpark. Talk about how the impromptu question, what is the difference between agriculture and farming? I know I couldn't tell you what that was. But, you know, what kind of, you know, the Grange Fair, obviously, a long tradition here in Happy Valley. What does it all mean to you?
It is so meaningful. I don't even know how to put it into words. It's just been something that we've always been involved in. You know, talent shows, hobby boxes, tractor pulls, national anthem. I've just been doing everything, so it's been really good to actually be behind the scenes, seeing how everything comes together, seeing how everybody works hard to get everything ready. So it just means everything to us. It's a lot of fun.
And I know the fairgrounds will be buzzing this year. The tents will be up. It is back. I don't think it ever really left, but it's back in full force for sure.
Yes, for sure.
And, of course, what are the dates on this year's Grange Fair again?
Yeah, so they are August 17th through the 26th.
Tremendous. Jerome Williams, Spikes pitching coach, came out for a visit. He's headed back to the dugout now with Sykes, who barreled the double in the second inning due up. Actually, I know your mom was a Spikes usher for us here last season, but unfortunately couldn't join us here. You've been so busy with all the Grange Fair activities as queen.
I've taken her with me.
How is it having her with you for all this?
It's great. Having her support, helping calm my nerves before every event is so much fun, and just getting to see everything together has been a lot of fun as well.
Absolutely. First pitch to Sykes, sharp grounder, deflects off the mid of Leslie into left field. As Kirkland Banks will score, Trenton Jameson moves to second. That'll likely be a base hit. It'll be an RBI single. Cuts the Spikes lead in half as Mason Sykes will get his first RBI of tonight's game, his third of the second half of the season. Of course, a holdover from the first half on this Mahoning Valley roster. Owen Young, Mahoning Valley first baseman, stepping in. The right-handed hitter grounded out to short his first time up, and it is an RBI single for Sykes. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander on the mound, looks to second. And the first pitch to Young. Fastball to called strike on the inner edge of the plate. 0-1 the count. Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, with us up here in the broadcast booth here for this top of the third inning. Now, this is the kind of time of the game where the nuts for you smell from the cinnamon roasted almonds, pecans, and cashews downstairs really starts wafting its way up here. It tempts Steve Jones and myself every single game, so beware of that.
Okay.
Ball low to Young, 1-1 the count. Meyer looks towards second, Jameson with the lead, And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. It's 1-2. Spikes in the red jerseys tonight. Scrappers in the all grays. Got any particular favorites here amongst the food and beverage here at the ballpark? Ella?
I'd say French fries.
Okay. They are tremendous.
Yes.
Chef Jimmy does a fantastic job of the food here. He is definitely taking the French fries and up them a notch. Jacob Meyer ups things a notch as well with a called strike three. Fastball in the inner half. Second strikeout of the game for him, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Ella Smith, Grange Fair Queen. Hit them with the dates for the 2023 Grange Fair one more time.
Yes, it's going to be August 17th through the 26th. If you want to come out support the girls that are running, come August 16th.
All right, and where's the crown with great aplomb, especially when maneuvering a headset around it. Ella, thanks so much for joining us up here in the booth tonight. Thanks for joining us here at Ag Night at the ballpark.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right, that's Ella Smith, Grange Fair Queen. We'll have the bottom of the third inning. Spikes up 2-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch swinging for Peyton Harden, who lost it into center field, dropping in for a base hit. And now Harden, as the ball gets away, feints towards second, but he'll stay at first with a leadoff single in the bottom of the third. State College leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. And as Josh Leslie comes up, gives us a chance, and mentioned in the top of this inning, T.J. Reeves ended up flying out to left fielder Carlos Contreras, but I mentioned a great play made by the middle infield, Josh Leslie and Braden Blackford. And what's great about this is they've only been teammates here for a few days. They came together, met each other Thursday, playing here on Saturday. Harden takes off on the first pitch. The throw sails into center field, and Harden will get third on the first Mahoning Valley error of the night as he grabs his third steal of the season's second half. So the steal and the error, but a runner at third with nobody out and a 1-0 count on Josh Leslie. Leslie and Blackford, again, only teammates a few days, but when the ball was popped up to left field, the 1-0, a breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1. Again, if you watched on the stream, on the video side, you might have seen this. They pulled off an excellent phantom double play. They feinted as if the ball had been hit on the ground. They were trying to turn two, because when that happens, the runner on first base was Kirkland Banks, goes chugging for second, and so with the ball hanging up in the air and being a fly ball instead, makes it a great candidate for a double play. It didn't end up working. Banks recognized it in enough time and was able to scramble back to first. Ball hung up there maybe a little bit longer before Contreras could put it away. But a great job by Leslie and Blackford. That kind of shows you the transition from the first half to the second half. Leslie takes the 2-1 pitch, gives it a drive deep to right field. Back goes Reeves, makes the catch. But trotting in from third to score on the sacrifice fly is Peyton Harden. And Josh Leslie records his first RBI as a Spike to make it a 3-1 game. A tremendous play by the Spike shortstop at the plate and in the field. And like a sacrifice fly, which does get an RBI, it's something that might not go noticed that you are able to give yourself up for the team like that to be able to ensure the run scores as Carlos Contreras fouls it off third base side for strike one. But it's definitely something that helps a team win ball games, and that's what Dave Tremblay wants to see out of this squad, winning team baseball here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season, already 1-0. The 0-1 pitch to Contreras, grounded on to second. Bermudez to a knee, scoops it up. Rises throw to first in time, two away. And now Logan Mathieu, who drove in the Spikes' first two runs of the evening with a line drive double to the gap in right center, steps into the left-handed box. So Mathieu taps both sides of the plate and the pitch. That is low for a ball. Mathieu, second in the MLB Draft League second half last season in RBIs with 34, tied for the league lead in home runs with 8. Had a huge game here. He had a 4-hit game when the Black Bears visited Medler Field in Lebrano Park, but as I've said, he has seen the light. He has come back home to Happy Valley. Loves being back here, playing in front of the hometown crowd. I know a lot of Bellefonte folks are going to be out to see him in action. Got a nice ovation last night in his first game with the club as the pitch down and in, 3-0. But, of course, next Saturday, we honored the Baldigle area baseball and softball teams for reaching their respective state championship games. Bellefonte with a title win as the sharp grounder up the middle, knocked down by the shortstop Banks. The throw to first will not be in time. Subtly shifted against the lefty Mathieu, but he lines it back through the box. And Banks only able to knock it down, playing behind the bag at second. So that'll be Matthew's second hit of the evening. That's the Spikes' fourth as a team, and now Marcus Page, the batter. He grounded out to third back in the first inning. 3-1 Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. Hit count now even at 4 as the pitch. That is a strike. 0-1 the count. Fastball at the knees on Marcus. 4 home runs last year, 6 in the 2021 season for the Spikes. The 0-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. He's hit some of the longest home runs ever seen here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. He has surpassed 450 feet on a homer. Great to have him back for another year in Spikes colors, wearing the red jersey with the gold numerals on the back, state collar across the front in gold, and the white pants tonight. Spikes also with new caps for the second half. They're navy blue with the deer head logo on the front. It's pitched down and away. 1-2 to Page. Mathieu leading off first. 2 gone here in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Breaking ball tumbles low. Marcus lays off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabia comes set. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Spikes add another run in the third inning, however. They do so on 2 hits, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. End of 3 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. So we enter the fourth inning. Jacob Meyer outstanding through three innings of work. Meyer ended up allowing one run and did so on four hits. He walked one batter, struck out two, 39 pitches, 24 for strikes, and he now gives way here in the fourth inning to a right-hander, Jackson Lindley, on as the second Spikes pitcher, and his first pitch of the evening to Veloz is a strike. Fastball at 92 miles an hour on the inside corner, 0-1 the count. A breaking ball, called strike two on the inner edge, and Lindley coming out firing. He's out of Clemson University, a native of Anderson, South Carolina. Here's a bouncer up the middle now, taken on a second hop by Braden Blackford. Throw to first in time, and Veloz retired for the first out. Lindley, 6'4", 225 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And fans, the pitching change to Jackson Lindley here in the fourth means a call for relief from the Spikes. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Now Travis Moore, Jr., the left fielder, the McDonald strikeout guy, is up. He walked in the second inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. 0-1 to Moore. And now he is starting to stretch out. I don't know if he jams something. He's trying to stretch out. Mahoning Valley training staff coming over to check out Travis Moore. And he's trying to stretch out the right leg. And it's almost reminiscent of what we saw Sean Ross doing before he left the game for the Spikes last night. And get him a cup of Gatorade here. That'll certainly help if it is indeed cramping. Gives us a chance to check out the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League to begin. Last night, State College was the only home team to win. They are 1-0, as is West Virginia, as is Williamsport. But tonight, Frederick is leading the Crosscutters 1-0. In the bottom of the fifth inning, West Virginia up 4-0 on Trenton, top of the third. Good to see the McFall family here in the house tonight. The 0-1 to Moore, taken for a ball up and in. One ball and one strike, bringing mirth and merriment as they always do. I think they're headed over Mr. Jeff Brown's way. Here's the 1-1. That's fouled back to the bricks. One ball, two strikes. Apologies if I ruined any surprises over there. And Moore still stretching out. He's now grabbing at the back of his right leg. And, well, it is, the heat is high. And so Moore getting checked out. And it's the back of that right leg. And Dimitri Young is also out here. The Mahoning Valley manager to check on Moore, who's at the edge of the dirt circle surrounding home plate. Brian Nelson has come down, the hitting coach, from his first base post to check things out. Trainers are working on the back of that leg right now, trying to smooth over the cramp. Meanwhile, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues tonight, already history made. As in Detroit, the Tigers with a combined no-hitter of the Toronto Blue Jays. 2-0 win. And for the Tigers, it is three different pitchers that combine for the no-no. Three walks and a hit batsman, the only runners allowed by starter Matt Manning, who went 6 2/3 innings. And as Moore heads into the dugout, there'll be a replacement here. Dearis Davis will take over for him, and Davis will also now become the McDonald strikeout guy. So Dearis Davis. So Dearis Davis, the pinch hitter, picking things up. Now remember, this would be Moore's strikeout if he takes strike three, as that bouncer goes foul, running in on Davis. And again, Davis assumes the role of the McDonald strikeout guy. Here is the windup by Lindley in the pitch. That is chop foul, third base side. Still 1-2 to Davis. You say, Matt, Oh, the kiddos are into it now. They want some Big Macs. Here's the 1-2. Low and away. Nobody on base. Simply ball two. So hopefully it is just cramping for Moore. Certainly painful, but it is something that is temporary. As we've seen, Sean Ross in the lineup tonight coming back. And things have cooled off here. 85 degrees at game time tonight. And the 1-2. Chopper down the first baseline. It's a fair ball, backhanded ably by Logan Matthew. He'll go to the bag himself, step on it. So it will be Davis that is charged with the ground out and the time at bat. And there are two gone in the top of the fourth inning. In addition to Matt Manning, Jason Foley pitched an inning and a third of no-hit ball for Detroit, and Alex Lang finished it out with a perfect ninth is the first pitch to Bermudez. A ball in tight, 1-0. David Bermudez grounded out to first with a pitcher covering. A nice play by Logan Matthew and by starter Jacob Myers. That bouncer down the third base line stays fair. Deflects off the mitt of Marcus Page. And so Bermudez is aboard with two outs here in the fourth. We'll see what the call is on that one. As Kirkland Banks steps in, Banks, the shortstop, singled and scored in the third inning. Spikes leading 3-1. And the pitch. That is down and away for a ball, 1-0. That'll be a base hit for Bermudez. And the pitch, that's lined foul down the right field side into the Spikes bullpen. Ball and a strike to Bermudez, to Banks, as Bermudez now at first. Elsewhere in the big leagues, Nationals leading the Rangers 8-3 top of the ninth. The Guardians up 7-5 on the Royals top of the eighth. Grounder to the left side, in between short and third. A base hit, and that'll move Bermudez up to second. Banks on with his second single of the night. And a after the bases were empty with two outs, now it's first and second for the leadoff man in the Mahoning Valley order, Christian Johnson. Johnson is 0-2, grounded out to second, popped out to short his first two times up. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Astros leading the Mariners 2-0, bottom of the first. Braves and Rays scoreless, top of the second. Pitch to Johnson, that floats in for a strike. Over the outer half of the plate from Jackson Lindley. That one, the slider. Here's the 0-1. Tries it again, but it misses outside. One ball, one strike. Earlier today, also the Yankees defeated the Cubs 6-3. Talked about the Tigers' no-no. A 2-0 win over the Blue Jays. Three pitchers combining on the no-hitter. The Orioles over the Twins 6-2. Cardinals shut out the White Sox 3-0. 1-1 to Johnson, lifted foul, third base side out of play. Ball and two strikes now to the Mahoning Valley leadoff man. The Giants defeated the Rockies today 5-3. Red Sox all over the A's 10-3 the final at Fenway. Diamondbacks top the Pirates in 10 innings, 3-2. Corbin Carroll with a walk-off single. Breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks away from Marquez. Back to the bricks. And the runners will move up to second and third on the wild pitch. And also the Marlins defeated the Phillies 5-3. Jorge Soler with a home run. Trey Turner homered in the game as well. Reds defeated the Brewers 8-5 today in Milwaukee. Later on tonight, the Angels and Dodgers meeting in the Battle of L.A. at 9:10 in Chavez Ravine, former home of the Angels way back in the day. 2-2 pitch outside, 3-2 the count. Before Angel Stadium of Anaheim was built, the Angels played 1 year at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles. Called that because William Wrigley, who was the owner of the Cubs, also owned the farm team in L.A. at the time. And then moved for 4 years into Dodger Stadium, sharing it with the Dodgers as the 3-2 outside ball four to Christian Johnson. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for T.J. Reeves, the Mahoning Valley right fielder. Caleb Marquez will trot out to the mound to have a talk with Jackson Lindley. Later tonight as well, the Mets visiting the Padres at 10:10 Eastern. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. T.J. Reeves will head into the right-handed box. Reeves has flied out twice tonight, once to right field, once to left. 3-1 Spikes, top of the fourth, but Scrappers have loaded the bases with two outs. Okay, and Lindley delivers. First pitch swung on in the air. Right field. Fontaboa settles underneath it. Makes the catch. And Lindley gets out of the jam. No runs. Two hits. Three runners left on base. 3.5 innings complete. And State College maintains a 3-1 lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Let it slip, it covered, check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Braden Blackford, Sean Ross, and Caleb Marquez due up for State College. Spikes leading 3-1. Dylan Sabia remains in the game for Mahoning Valley, and the Scrappers starter delivers a ball down low. To start off against Blackford, who grounded out his first time up. Lefty at the plate, righty on the mound. The breaking ball low, 2-0 the count. And Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Jesus Azuaje coaching at first for the Spikes. Gorgeous, gorgeous evening for baseball. The 2-0. And is outside for a ball, 3-0. He had the chance to talk to Ella Smith, the Grange Fair Queen, as part of Ag Night at the ballpark. Of course, we also talk pregame as the 3-0 is a called strike. Fastball at the knees, 3-1. We talked with the good folks at Nittany Meadow Farm, who brought their goats to the ballpark. The baby goats, who are Nigerian dwarf goats, they participate in goat yoga at Nittany Meadow Farm. They were part of the first pitches tonight. 3-2 to Blackford. Bouncer to the right side. Past two diving infielders and into right. A base hit for Blackford to lead off the fourth inning. And for Braden, that is his first hit as a Spike. That's the Spikes' fifth hit as a team. That'll bring Sean Ross to the plate. The DH is 0-for-1, struck out in the second. Ross, the former Williamsport crosscutter, played for that club in 2021. Now with the Spikes here in 2023 after finishing his collegiate career with Indiana State, saw action in the Northwoods League before coming to State College as well with the Mankato Moondogs. Throw to first, and Blackford dives back in. 3-1 State College, bottom of the fourth inning. This is the middle game of the series tomorrow, 4:05 game between the Spikes and the Scrappers. The pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. ...0-1 count to Ross. Looking for his first Spikes hit, but he did knock in a run last night. The pitch. And there's a sharp liner, gloved down by the third baseman, Sykes. He will hang on to it as Blackford goes sliding back into first. 99 at the bat, but the atom ball working for Dylan Sabia. One gone, and here's Caleb Marquez. Spikes catcher's 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Tomorrow, Bark in the Park 2. Or the Center Daily Times presenting our Bark in the Park nights this year, but this one in conjunction with Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village as we join the fight against Alzheimer's disease. You can literally paint the park purple tomorrow. Make sure to wear purple to the ballpark as well. As the pitch to Marquez, fastball and a called strike on the inner half. It's 0-1. The Alzheimer's Association will be here as well. You can show your support for the fight against Alzheimer's disease and bring your four-legged friend with you while you're at it. Breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away from Veloz to the bricks, and that'll move Blackford up to second. Another wild pitch. 0-74. Baseball bingo numbers keep cranking out as well. 10 winners tonight, up to 10 winners. We have had nights here at the ballpark where there have been less than 10 baseball bingo winners, but a lot of numbers going up there. I think we'll reach the allotment this evening. The 1-1 popped up right around home plate. Veloz removes the mask, ranging to foul ground behind home, makes the catch on the grass. Blackford takes a long lead off second because it wasn't covered for a moment, but Kirkland Banks, the shortstop, came over to do so. Blackford remains at second, two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Spikes leading 3-1, and Jesse Fontaboa now the batter. Fontaboa grounded out to short himself back in the second inning. Tomorrow also a Sunday fun day here at the ballpark. We get things going with a pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti from 3 to 3:30. First pitch of Fontaboa lifted down the left field line, but it'll drop foul and bounce into the Penn State ARL group and out of away from the Penn State ARL group in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. By the way, Travis Moore left the game with apparent cramping during his fourth inning at bat. Dears Davis, who pinch hit for him in that at bat, stays in the game to play left field. Fontaboa will reset as he heads back into the right-handed box. Spikes looking to go 2-0 to start the second half of the season. Remember, the Spikes started 4-0 in the first half, a sweep of the Williamsport Crosscutters. Pitch down and away, 1-1 the count. Here in the second half of the schedule, there will be another four-game series against the Crosscutters, but it will be split between the two sites. Spikes are home July 25th, Christmas in July, with Jared Box Project Night. And Wednesday the 26th, the 12:05 Super Splash Day game. 1-1 to Fontebola, foul tipped into the mitt. And it's 1-2. And then the latter two games of that series, July 27th and 28th, will be at historic Bowman Field. But mostly in the second half schedule, it'll be three-game series for the Spikes and their MLB Draft League opponents. Although a couple of two-game sets against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. And this pitch, the 1-2, lined up the middle into center field, a base hit. Blackford chugging around third. He'll score. Fontebola digging for second. Head first slide. He is safe. Johnson had a little trouble digging the ball out in center field. Well, the Spikes are back on the board, making it 4-1 on Jesse Fontebola's RBI base hit. Peyton Harden now up. Harden lined out to short in the first inning, but singled, stole second, reached third on an error, and scored in the third. Peyton Harden has been a run production machine here in the first two games. He scored the winning run last night and now takes a ball low. 1-0 the count. Harden, another one of those guys. He's 5'8", 160 pounds, but very talented player out of McNeese State. He'll turn 23 next Tuesday. This coming Tuesday. 1-0 to Harden. Taken for a strike right around the knees. 1-1 the count. And it will be a double for Fontebola to bring in that fourth Spikes run. So that's Jesse Fontebola's first Spikes hit and his first extra base hit. The 1-1. Bouncer down the first base line, but Skidder's foul. Grabbed by Young there, and actually Harden was chugging down the line. It would have been a close play. Now that ball stayed fair. And that's even with a little bit of a slip coming out of the left-handed batter's box as Josh Leslie will helpfully grab the bat for him. I think Leslie was going to try to stack it near the left-handed batter's box, but thought better of it. I don't think he quite had the level surface there, the level surface he was looking for. So I'll hand it back to Harden. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner on second here in the bottom of the fourth. Hit count now even at six in the ballgame. Fontebola with that hustle double. To bring in the run. Now takes his lead. Sabia looks at him. Now turns his attention homeward. A slap up the middle. Sliding backhand by Bermudez. He won't have a play. He'll fire home to prevent Fontebola from trying to grab the plate. As he moved up on the infield single. Peyton Harden, right, using his speed, putting the ball in play, relying on his speed, created an opportunity. And now runners at the corners with two gone for Josh Leslie, who reached on an infield single of his own in the first inning, stole a base and scored, and then drove in a run with his sacrifice fly to right in the third. Trying to extend the 4-1 lead here in the fourth. There goes Harden. The pitch right down Broadway for a strike. There'll be no throw. That is the second stolen base for Peyton Harden tonight. Peyton Harden 4-for-4 to start the second half of the MLB Draft League season on the base paths. That's now seven stolen bases in eight attempts for the Spikes as a team in the first two games. We're not even finished with the second one. Pitch homeward. Breaking ball low. One ball, one strike. Single by Harden, the Spikes' seventh hit of the game, his second. Second and third, two outs, and now Sabia turns his attention to Harden, who dashes back to second. Nobody watching him, so Sabia will head back to the top of the hill. And the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball loops in for a strike. 1-2 the count. Leslie now off to a great start at the plate in his Spikes career. He's 3-for-5. Had a pair of doubles last night. 1-2. Curveball low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Carlos Contreras on deck for the Spikes. If Leslie can extend this fourth inning. And the pitch. That one, a slider, missed low and away. Payoff pitch now to Leslie. Bouncer up the middle, charging in second baseman Bermudez, gloves it, a throw on the run to first in time. Young holds the bag, and the inning is over. Spikes tack on another run on three hits. Two runners left on base. End of four here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 4-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end August 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Trenton Jameson, in a quick inning break, leads off the fifth inning with a line drive single to center field. So Jameson on board with his second hit of the night. And Mason Sykes wearing number 41 up to the plate. Sykes is 2-for-2. Doubled to center field in the second inning. RBI single in the third. And Jameson, the leadoff hitter, leads off first. Jackson Lindley on for his second inning of work on the hill for the Spikes. A throw to first. And Jameson dives back in at first. Tomorrow, the Sunday Fun Day activities. Again, the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti starts us off 3 to 3:30. First 100 kids on the catch on the field get a Spikes Youth Baseball glove from Chiaravetti. Breaking ball outside, 1-0 to Sykes. Tomorrow's Sunday Fun Day also means the first 250 kids eat free with a coupon for a hot dog, chips, and soda as the bouncer goes foul, third base side, 1-1 the count. And hard seltzers are half price from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. So finish off your weekend with us. Of course, we had the long Independence Day weekend. Sort of a makeshift weekend for some folks. And now this weekend coming to a close tomorrow afternoon, so be here with us. There's a breaking ball low and away, 2-1 the count. And then the Spikes are back home next weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Star Wars night at Comic-Con night on Friday the 14th, 6:35 game against Frederick, and the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia Saturday the 15th. Sean will be here. He'll meet and greet fans. He'll sign autographs. If you get the Sean Clifford Limited Edition 1923 VIP Bobblehead Package, you'll have the chance at an exclusive meet and greet with Sean. 3-1. Bouncer down the third baseline, charging in Page. Grabs it, sets his feet, bouncing throw to first, not in time. So Sykes able to beat it out as Jamison moves to second. I believe that'll be the third hit of the night for Mason Sykes. Here's Owen Young, first baseman 0 for 2, a ground out to short and a strikeout. Now Jackson Lindley got out of a bases loaded two-out jam in the fourth. Now the first two runners are on in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0 the count. Scrappers now back out in front in the hit count. They're out hitting the spikes 8-7. But State College up 4-1 in the column that counts. The 1-0, that's a strike. Fastball over the outer edge of the plate. Lights are on all the way around, but still plenty of sunshine right now at the ballpark. A look to second and the 1-1 pitch. Up and in for a ball, 2-1. In between this weekend and next, Spikes will be on the road in West Virginia Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll be with you for those. A trio of 6:30 starts at Monongalia County Ballpark. 2-1, swung on and missed. Big cut at the fastball, but a miss. 2-2 the count. Of course, fireworks tonight. And by the way, next weekend, fireworks as well. Some golden oldies dotting the musical selections for the Sean Clifford retirement party as Lyon Country Kia presents the fireworks next week, and the pitch swung on and missed as Jackson Lindley records his first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. One gone, and here is Omar Veloz, the catcher 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. Spikes turned two double plays last night. Fastball down low, and Caleb Marquez rose to throw, but he had gloved it out of the dirt. Pitches ball one. Veloz catching for the second consecutive game for the Scrappers. Here's the 1-0. That is turned on but fouled, sailing out to the Porter North parking lot, third base side. Of course, that's the VIP lot for Spikes games. It was a makeshift employee lot as well the last 2 days as they have repaved at Porter South, and there's going to be a lot of beautifying of the area surrounding the ballpark, of course, throughout this summer and in the months to come. Here's the 1-1, liner into right field, a base hit. On to third is Jamison. He's getting waved in. The throw for the relay from Matthew is not in time. Now taking off for third. Throw from Marquez down to third, but the tag not there, says Buzz Albert. As Sykes slides in safely, Veloz takes second on the play. It's a 4-2 ball game. As a throw in from Fontebeau was cut off by Matthew, and his throw to the his relay to the plate, not in time, but Marquez looked like he might have had Sykes, but Buzz Albert was there and says no. And Dave Tremblay, again, this is another difference between first half and second half. First half, it's about everybody getting together, but Dave Tremblay here in the second half, Spikes are looking to play winning team baseball. He wants to know exactly what Buzz Albert saw on that play. Now, Dave is not going to go crazy out there. He's not one of those managers, especially here at the level we're at with young professional players. I mean, obviously, major league level, a little bit different, but here he just wants to know what Buzz Albert saw, and a pat on the arm as he leaves. And it's also going to be a teaching experience for these guys. And these are veteran umpires here. These are umpires that have worked a lot of games that are working here in the MLB Draft League. As the runners are now at second and third, one gone, and what is now a 4-2 Spikes lead. And here's Dierz Davis, who has assumed the mantle of the McDonald strikeout guy. Davis grounded out, pinch-hitting mid-at-bat for Travis Moore Jr. last inning. And the breaking ball up and away. Sailed a bit on Lindley. And the final line on Spike starter Jacob Meyer, who will not factor in the decision tonight. Three innings, four hits, one run, which was earned, one walk, two strikeouts. The 1-0, that's outside for a ball, 2-0. First base is open. David Bermudez is the on-deck hitter. Crowd would love to see a strikeout here as Lindley goes to the rosin bag. Means free Big Macs for everybody with any purchase. Starting tomorrow noon and extending for the next 3 days. 2-0. Upstairs, ball three.
When I say big, you say Mac. Big.
Davis here is probably not going to be swinging away, so a chance perhaps for Lindley to grab strike one. The 3-0 pitch. Upstairs, ball four. So the bases are now loaded, although, yeah, crowd would have loved to see a strikeout. That may have been one of those intentional walks. Or intentional, unintentional walks, however you want to view it. It won't go as an intentional walk, but Lindley may not have necessarily been giving his best stuff. Right-handed action in the State College bullpen now as Jerome Williams, the Spikes pitching coach, makes his way out to the mound for a visit. And warming up for the Spikes is Xander Lovin. Xander Lovin out of Columbia, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State. So he'll be ready, and he'll be the next man in. Just a matter of under what circumstances, as the bases are loaded with one out. Again, the Spikes turned two double plays last night with Leslie and Blackford as the double play combo. And as the meeting on the mound breaks up, Brad Reedy coming from behind the plate to call it to a halt. Here comes David Bermudez, the Mahoning Valley second baseman. One for two, grounded out to first with a pitcher covering in the second inning, singled in the fourth. Spikes leading 4-2. Jackson Lindley out of the stretch delivers. Fastball a little bit high for Reedy. In his estimation, 1-0 the count to Bermudez. And the 1-0. That one in for a ball up high, 2-0 the count. Logan Matthew playing even with the bag at first. Page a couple steps back of the baseline at third as the 2-0 fastball is strike on the outer half of the plate. 2-1 the count. Outfield at normal depth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him to go on the fastball there. Two balls and two strikes. Lindley has a natural sinking action on his fastball that comes in high 80s, low 90s. The 2-2. Fastball low, count is full. Looks in for the sign. The payoff pitch from the right-hander. Swung on, lifted left field. Contreras going back. He won't get to this one. It's all the way to the wall. One run scores. Two runs score. Davis around third. He will score. It's a bases-clearing triple for David Bermudez, and Mahoning Valley is now taking a 5-4 lead here in the top of the fifth. Well, this game going a bit how last night's game went. Spikes took the opening lead. Mahoning Valley then went in front, but it was the Spikes winning in the ninth. State College will have to do it in comeback fashion again this evening. And here is Kirkland Banks, but before he can step in, Dave Tremblay comes out from the Spikes dugout, and we'll have a pitching change here in the top of the fifth. A call for relief. As the Spikes now trailing 5-4, We'll have the numbers on Xander Lovin in the rest of this fifth inning when we return here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Xander Lovin, the right-hander out of Columbia, Missouri, a product of Northwest Missouri State, making his Spikes debut tonight. Lovin made 18 appearances in Northwest Missouri State this spring, a 2-1 record, 8.13 ERA. 31 innings of work. He struck out 32, walked 15. He also has experience with Rochester in the Northwoods League back in 2021, and he'll get the assignment here with a runner on third and one out. The line on Jackson Lindley, an inning and two-thirds, four runs against him to this point, all earned. He is responsible for the runner at third base, allowing six hits, two walks. He struck out a batter as well. So it'll be the righty Lovin against the righty Banks here in the top of the fifth inning. Middle game of this three-game series. Scrappers trying to make tomorrow's 4:05 p.m. matchup a rubber match. Again, Bark in the Park 2 and Paint the Park Purple tomorrow. Presented by Juniper Village. Media sponsor of the Center Daily Times, and you can literally paint the park purple tomorrow as we join the fight against Alzheimer's disease. First pitch to Banks, and taking off for home is Bermudez. Chasing him back, Marquez, to Marcus Page, who will apply the tag. 2-5 on the putout. I think that'll have to go as a caught stealing as David Bermudez tried the daring steal of home. And he wasn't trying to steal. He went awfully far in his bluff. And Caleb Marquez caught him with the tag applied by Marcus Page. And now the bases are empty with two outs. 0-1 count to Banks. The pitch counted. And here is this one fouled off to the right side. Two gone in the top of the fifth. Well, maybe that might have been a little bit of a risky play, but things going Mahoning Valley's way. And Bermudez obviously feeling he could take home play. We did see a straight steal of home pull up by Williamsport earlier this season, but there the breaking ball. And that is strike three. The first strikeout for Xander Lovin is a Spike. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. But Mahoning Valley scores four runs on four hits. The big one, the three-run triple by David Bermudez. Nobody left on base. Four and a half innings gone. We are halfway home here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It's Mahoning Valley 5, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Come on out to the ballpark with your dog on Sunday afternoon and join the State College Spikes in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. It's Bark in the Park 2 and Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village and media sponsor, the Center Daily Times. Bring your four-legged friend out for the 4:05 game against Mahoning Valley with a Purple Power Puppy giveaway, and join us as we literally paint the park purple to defeat Alzheimer's. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest.
Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Spikes now trailing for the first time tonight. Carlos Contreras, Logan Matthew, Marcus Page. 3-4-5 hitters due up, and Contreras swings with the first pitch, lofts it to left field, but playable for De'Aris Davis, who puts it away for the first out. Now Logan Matthew the batter, and Matthew smashed the two-run double in the first inning that gave the Spikes the lead. He singled in the third, as two of the Spikes' seven hits. Mahoning Valley leading in the hit column 10-7, leading in the game 5-4. Scrappers with the lone error through the first four and a half innings plus, if you will, with one down here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Matthew, a breaking ball low from Dylan Sabia, the right-handed starter, staying on. Ball one. And again, this is another measure of the difference between the first half and the second half of the MLB Draft League season, as the fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. Starters going longer. Mahoning Valley's Jake Bockenstedt went six innings last night. Sabia probably ticketed for a similar time frame, as the 2-0 breaking ball is a called strike on the inner half. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. That one bounces in, blocked by Omar Veloz. Veloz still behind the plate. Owen Young at first base. David Bermudez at second. Kirkland Banks at short. Mason Sykes at third. That's been the same since the start of the game. Outfield, Travis Moore Jr. started in left, replaced by De'Aris Davis. And the 3-1 to Matthew, lifted down the left field line, tailing into foul ground to the third baseman Sykes. Makes the catch for the second out. Christian Johnson in center field for the Scrappers. T.J. Reeves in right field. Two down to the bottom of the fifth, and Marcus Page the batter. Page, 0-for-2, grounded out to third in the first inning, struck out in the third inning. Shadows enveloping nearly the whole field. A little bit of sunshine in deep center. Splayed across the billboards out there is the pitch. Low and away, 1-0. Next offering, a fastball low. Two balls and no strikes to Page. Had actually a great visitor earlier today. Visitors, as new Penn State baseball head coach Mike Gambino and his family got their first look at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The 2-0 to Page, grounded between short and third, base hit. Marcus's first, Spike's eighth of the night. And Marcus Page keeping the inning alive as Braden Blackford steps in. Ray King, the Mahoning Valley pitching coach, will now head to the mound. There is a right-hander that is getting up for Mahoning Valley, and that is Jalen Long. So Sabia probably not going to go six. Sabia so far in 4 2/3 innings has thrown 83 pitches. And with a runner on and two out, Ray King wants to settle everybody down, give some time for Long to warm up should he be needed. Coach Gambino and his family had a great time here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Nittany Lion was here to greet them as well. And certainly looking forward to giving them a great Happy Valley welcome, and looking forward to great things in the future for Penn State baseball and for the State College Spikes. With Coach Mike Gambino on the mound, on the helm of the ship, if you will. And now Braden Blackford, the batter, as the mound meeting dissipates. The breaking ball is low for ball one. Blackford, the Purdue Fort Wayne product, 1-for-2. He scored after singling in the fourth inning, grounded out back in the first. The 1-0. Check swing. Ball tails down and away. Ball two. Blackford Can't wait to see what the 2024 Nittany Lions have in store here at Medler Field. The 2-0 in the air, right field. To his right is Reeves. He sizes it up, makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base for the Spikes. We go to the sixth, still 5-4 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Come on out to the ballpark with your dog on Sunday afternoon and join the State College Spikes in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. It's Bark in the Park 2 and Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village and media sponsor, the Center Daily Times. Bring your four-legged friend out for the 405 game against Mahoning Valley with a purple-powered puppy giveaway and join us as we literally paint the park purple to defeat Alzheimer's. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the sixth inning, 5-4 Mahoning Valley. Xander Lovin notched the last out of the fifth. He'll stay on for this frame, facing the top of the order, Christian Johnson, T.J. Reeves, and Trenton Jameson. Lovin going exclusively from the stretch, first base side. First pitch runs in on Johnson, bounced foul to the first base side, 0-1. A run in the third, four runs in the fifth for Mahoning Valley. Two runs in the first, one in the third, one in the fourth for State College. Fireworks coming up after the game, thanks to the Meadows, as the 0-1 lofted toward right field. Jesse Fontebeau ranges toward the line, reels it in, one away. Now T.J. Reeves, the batter, the right fielder, who has flied out three times tonight. Reeves out of Jacksonville State, which again is located in Alabama. He's a native of Birmingham, Alabama, 5'10", 190 pounds. He is 23 years of age, and the first pitch to him bends him back with the breaking ball. Ball one to Reeves. Spikes with Logan Matthew at first, Braden Blackford at second, Josh Leslie at short, Marcus Page at third, same infield as last night in the second half opener, which the Spikes had to come back and win in the bottom of the ninth in walk-off fashion on a wild pitch. Trailing 5-4 here tonight in the sixth inning. The 2-0 lined foul into the seats first base side. 2-1 the count. Outfield for the Spikes. Carlos Contreras in left. Peyton Hardin in center. Jesse Fontebeau in right. Fastball is low. 3-1. Caleb Marquez doing the catching tonight after Luis Aviles had his turn in the opener yesterday. Now likely alternate games here for the foreseeable future is the 3-1 upstairs, ball four. So Xander Lovin's first walk as a Spike. Fourth one issued by State College pitching tonight. A runner on and one out for Trenton Jameson. The Mahoning Valley DH, 2-for-3, struck out looking in the first, singled in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. The pitch, that's up high for a ball. Meatball subs up here in the press box tonight, which means I'm going to have to be extra careful during the upcoming Country Store brand hot dog drop here. Last occasion there were meatballs up here. The sauce somehow found its way all over my scorebook. Fly ball to right field. Fontebeau ranges back, makes the catch. Reeves fakes tagging from first, but he'll hold there. Nice job by Fontebeau going back on the ball. Two down, and here is Mason Sykes, the Mahoning Valley third baseman has had a big game tonight. 3 for 3 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Sykes last night was 1 for 3 with a double and 2 RBIs, a holdover from the first half of the MLB Draft League campaign. And a quick throw to first gets Reeves diving back in. I think the plan tonight for the hot dog drop, I'm going to take him over to the open window that I usually occupy, that is unoccupied right now with Steve on vacation. Breaking ball, though. That way I avoid the meatball sub. I don't get it all over the scorebook. I can actually flip back and tell you right now exactly when that was last time we had meatballs and the hot dog drop in the same game. A 1-0 called strike. Upper reaches of the zone, 1-1 to Sykes. Oh, there it is. Here's a grounder on to second. This should end the inning. Picked up by Blackford, throw to first in time. And Sykes retired for the first time this evening, June the 21st. There it is. A reminder. And that'll be at the end of this inning, the hot dog drop. So if you're listening in here at the ballpark, that's when you can expect Jeff Brown and myself to toss hot dogs out of the press box to you. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 5.5 gone at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Mahoning Valley 5, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
First pitch on the upper inside corner to Sean Ross. Yes, he went around, say the umpires. Strike one to Ross as Dylan Sabia stays on for the sixth inning. 5-4 Mahoning Valley. Next offering to Ross, down and in for a ball. Sean serving as the DH tonight. 0-2 so far. Breaking ball, dips low, ball two. Updates on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. West Virginia leading Trenton 4-2, top of the sixth inning. The 2-1 to Ross, another check swing. And again, Steve Oakes says he went around on the first base side. 2-2 to Ross. Meanwhile, Williamsport in action against Frederick, and it's the keys up, 3-0, bottom of the eighth. Here is a sharp grounder to the left side and into left field, a base hit. So Ross records the single. That's his first hit as a Spike. And a leadoff man is on here in the bottom of the sixth. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Here is Caleb Marquez now. Spikes catcher fouls it off behind home, over the roof. Out of play. 0-1 the count. Marquez 0-2 thus far tonight. But the tying run is now on board. The bottom of the sixth inning. Ross leading off first. Young holding him on there. Sabia, the right-hander, whirls, fires to first, but Ross is back safely. And they're now going into the top of the ninth in Frederick. Keys with a chance to put it away. They've held the crosscutters to just two hits so far. The 0-1, sharp grounder off the mound, and it skips past Banks into left center field. Around second is Ross, and he will dive head first into third. That was a little bit of bad luck for the Scrappers as the 103-mile-an-hour drive ricocheted off the edge of the mound. Banks, I think, had it sized up. If it were a normal ground ball as sharply hit as it was, but with that kick off the mound, he just could not handle it. First and third. And now Jesse Fontebeau at the plate with a chance to tie the game. He doubled in a run his last time up. The pitch, foul back to the screen. 0-1 the count. And it is a base hit for Caleb Marquez. 10 hits aside. Spikes trailing by a run. Jalen Long is warming up in earnest in the Mahoning Valley bullpen as Sabia delivers the 0-1, a strike down the middle of the plate. Got the breaking action on that one. 0-2 the count. Heels off the curve. That's grounded foul. Gets Tim Battle Jr. skittering out of the way. Actually leaping out of the way, more accurate depiction of what Tim just did. Showing off the athleticism he still has. Tim, a guy with a lot of professional experience. 0-2, that's upstairs for a ball. Tim Battle actually drafted as a New York Yankee in the third round in 2003. Atlanta native. So 1-2, a breaking ball down and away. 2-2 the count. Made from 2003 to 2008 in the Yankee system. Here's the 2-2. Called strike three. Fastball on the outer edge of the plate. That's the third strikeout for Dylan Sabia, his first in the last three innings. Now Dimitri Young is going to come out to the mound, and that will probably be it for Dylan Sabia. That was his 99th pitch of the game. It looks like Jalen Long will be in to try and preserve the Mahoning Valley lead, but the Spikes have first and third with one out. Peyton Hardin will be coming to the plate. And Dimitri Young still out on the mound. Hasn't taken the ball yet from Sabia. Well, and he is looking at him. He's nodding. He looks to the bullpen. He's going to leave him in. This might be just the sort of gut check. The warning, you got one more left in you. Sabia affirmed what Dimitri Young was looking for. And with runners on first and third and one out, here is Peyton Hardin. The center fielder is 2-for-3, lined out to short in the first, singled in the third, singled in the fourth, followed with a steal after each one, and scored a run in the third. Puts this one in the air, center field. This will score the tying run as Johnson fades back, makes the catch in deep center. Tagging from third is Ross, and there's that team plate appearance that Dave Tremblay's been looking for. Peyton Hardin knew what he had to do, drives in the run to make it 5-all in the bottom of the sixth. His second RBI is a spike. Marquez remains at first, but Peyton Hardin knew he had one job. And now with Sabia at 100 pitches, he will stay in to face Josh Leslie. Long is still warming up. Leslie is 1-for-2 with a sacrifice fly of his own tonight. Grounds one between short and third, a base hit. Marquez moves up to second. Leslie with the single. And Josh Leslie off to a hot start at the plate for the Spikes. He's now 4-of-7. A pair of doubles, a pair of singles. Keeps the inning going. Dimitri Young and Ray King are at the top step of the dugout right now. And Sabia to face Carlos Contreras, now at 101 pitches. Well, the Scrappers would love if Sabia can get this final out, and then the bullpen would only have to cover the last three innings. Pitch is a ball low, 1-0. Could be the last two, though, depending on what the spikes can do here. Contreras had four hits last night, a 4-for-4 game. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored this evening. First and second, two gone. Sabia turns to second, now to home, the 1-0. Grounder up the middle, past the diving Bermudez into center field. Marquez around third, he scores the go-ahead run. Tim Battle's waving Leslie in, the throw homeward gets cut off, and Josh Leslie, alert there, Tim Battle is with him. And it ends up as a two-run single. Josh Leslie scores all the way from first on a single. It's 7-5 Spikes, and Dimitri Young is going to come out to the mound, and that will be it for Dylan Sabia. Now Marquez scoring the go-ahead run, and Leslie did not stop going around third. He was going to be aggressive, and it paid off. Throw did not even get to the plate. Sabia exits, and Long enters. We'll step aside for a moment. We'll have the numbers on Jalen Long and the rest of the sixth inning for you right after this call to the bullpen. It is now 7-5 State College here in the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Jalen Long now on the mound for Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the sixth, the product of Southern University down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Long, a native of Montgomery, Alabama, 6 foot, 195 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And he'll come in with a runner on first and two outs, and Logan Matthew already with two hits and two runs batted in tonight, striding to the plate. Long, who is a two-way player at Samford to start his collegiate career, then finished up at Southern this spring, mostly a pitcher, though. This season for the Jaguars, 4-3 record, a 7.32 ERA and 13 appearances all starts. 55 and a third innings, he struck out 60, walked 37, 51 runs against him, 45 of them earned on 55 hits, rather. Did also hit eight batters. So he will take over here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Spikes have battled back. They had a 4-1 lead, so Mahoning Valley score four runs in the fifth inning to take it away. And now some aggression on the base paths, taking a right back. Spikes with four hits in the inning. But Josh Leslie scoring all the way from first on Carlos Contreras' single up the middle. And Logan Matthew will stride to the plate as the warm-up pitches have concluded, and Omar Veloz will go over things one more time with Jalen Long for the signs and such. Gives him a pat on the arm. Dylan Sabia went 5 2/3 innings. Sabia with seven runs, six of them earned, charged to him so far. He is responsible for the runner on first in Contreras. 12 hits against him in 5 2/3 innings. Three strikeouts to one walk, 103 pitches, 65 of them for strikes. And Belfont's own Logan Matthew, 2-for-3 in the game. His two-run double in the first inning gave the Spikes the lead, now playing with the lead again. The lefty faces the righty Long and swings at the first pitch, lofting it to left field, coming in Davis. The ball will fall in front of him. The third hit of the night for Logan Matthew, the single to left, keeps the inning going as Contreras moves to second. 13 hits now for the Spikes as a team. Still with up to three at-bats remaining. And, of course, it may take only two. Marcus Page is 1-for-3. Spikes have certainly been putting the ball in play tonight. Night after striking out 13 times as a team, the Spikes have only struck out three times in the first six innings tonight. Long set, a high set at the shoulders. Pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the sinking fastball, and it's 0-1. Spikes, won it in the bottom of the ninth. A walk-off win last night on the wild pitch that scored Peyton Hardin. Swing and a miss, 0-2 to Page. Breaking ball that time. Hardin tonight, by the way, two singles, two steals, and the game-tying sacrifice fly in this inning. He knew exactly what he was doing when he got up there. He was going to take a pitch, drive it to the outfield, bring in the tying run. The 0-2. Breaking ball tails away. Page saw it all the way. Marcus, the eighth batter of this bottom of the sixth inning. Set by Long, a check of second, another one, the 1-2. Grounder on to third, taken in by Sykes. He'll take the long way to first, throw is in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes send eight to the dish, three of them score on five hits. Two runners left on base at the end of six. Here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, the Spikes are back in front, 7-5. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning. State College now leading Mahoning Valley 7-5. Joe Putnam along with you here from Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Owen Young, Omar Veloz, De'Aris Davis. The 5-6-7 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley. Xander Lovin into his third inning of work. Got the final out of the fifth inning. Allowed one walk, but nothing more in the sixth. Now facing in the seventh. First pitch found back. Next offering. Breaking ball is high. 1-1 to Young, who is 0-for-3. Pair of strikeouts and a ground out tonight. Here's the 1-1. That one bounced foul behind the plate. Ricochets off the bat of the on-deck hitter Veloz into the netting. Ball and two strikes. Lovin looking in, dangling the right arm. Now rises to the stretch, and the 1-2. Breaking ball, or fastball, tailed away, but a check swing by Young was a full swing as the appeal punches him out. That's Xander Lovin's second strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Omar Veloz is 1-for-3. The Mahoning Valley catcher is grounded out twice. He singled and scored in the fifth inning. Lovin is now the pitcher of record in the game for the Spikes. Dylan Sabia, the pitcher of record for Mahoning Valley. His line now finalized. 5 2/3 innings, 12 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 103 pitches, 65 for strikes. The 1-0 to Veloz. Breaking ball swung on and missed as it dove away from him. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, lifted in the air, right field. Fontaboa ranging toward the line, raises the mitt, makes the catch, two away. Now De'Ares Davis is the batter, the McDonald strikeout guy. He came in pinch hitting, mid at bat for Travis Moore Jr. in the fourth. He walked and scored in the fifth. Grounded out, by the way, finishing that at bat for Moore in the fourth. But he assumed the mantle of the McDonald strikeout guy. And this crowd of 3,473 would love to go home with their ticket representing a coupon good for a free Big Mac with any purchase. Starting at lunchtime tomorrow and going for the next 3 days. The pitch. Lovin's fastball is low. 7-5 State College, top of the seventh inning. Spikes have out-hit the Scrappers in the game 13-10. The lone error belonging to Mahoning Valley is the 1-0 to Davis. Fouled behind the plate. It's 1-1. I'm happy to report that during the hot dog drop in the last inning break, no shirts nor scorebooks were harmed by meatball sauce. 1-2 now to Davis as the breaking ball over the inner half. Some may call that progress. Two gone top of the seventh. The crowd zoned in on the Big Macs. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There it is. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. And Xander Lovin sets the Scrappers down in order in the seventh. It's time to stretch at Medler Field at Leprano Park. 7-5 Spikes here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Jalen Long back on the mound for Mahoning Valley after recording the last out of the sixth inning. Brandon Blackford, Sean Ross, Caleb Marquez, the 6-7-8 batters due up for the Spikes. Starting with Blackford, 1-for-3, grounded out to second in the opening inning. Singled and scored in the fourth, flying out to right in the fifth. Long's first pitch in the seventh, the ball outside. Blackford out of Purdue, Fort Wayne, one of three Mastodons on the Spikes' second half roster. And the 1-0, a breaking ball swung on and missed. evening the count. Blackford, the left-handed hitter, against the right-handed pitcher Long. And the next offering, off-speed, clips the edge for a strike. Outer edge on Blackford, 1-2 the count. Spikes taking the 7-5 lead in the sinks, looking to build upon it now as the 1-2 comes in. And this is punched down the left field line. That drops in a fair ball, rolling all the way into the corner toward the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. As settling into second is Blackford with a stand-up double. That's the Spikes' 14th hit as a team tonight, their third for extra bases. And here's Sean Ross. The State College DH is 1-for-3, struck out in the second, lined out to third in the fourth inning, singled and scored in the sixth. Every member of the Spikes starting lineup tonight has at least one hit. Blackford now with two. Long looks to second. Now the righty delivers. Fades in for a strike, upper reaches of the zone. 0-1. Here's the set. A look to second. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Cut through the 89-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2 now. Of course, this crowd anticipating a great fireworks show presented by the Meadows Psychiatric Center. Salute to Morgan Wallen Fireworks here on Ag Night at the ballpark. Along with the 0-2. Bouncer to the left side, backhanded by the shortstop Banks. A throw to first, stretching out his Young. He's able to grab it. As Ross is retired, Blackford remains at second. One down, in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Caleb Marquez, the batter. He's 1-for-3. Grounded out to short in the second. Fouled out to the catcher in the fourth, but then singled and scored in the Spike surge in the sixth. Right-handed hitter, and coming up from the Mexican League, though plenty of experience in American ball, played his college ball at St. Cloud State. He takes a strike, 0-1. A native of Blue Springs, Missouri, 6'3", 240 pounds, 23 years old. Long sets. Blackford off second. And the 0-0 now with turn and a throw to second. But Blackford is back safely as the tag was at his feet, which were firmly on top of the second base bag. Of course, those 18-inch bases used here as they are now in the majors. 0-1 the count. Long still paying attention to second, but turns towards the plate and delivers homeward. Fades in for a strike. Might have clipped the outer edge. Oh, 2 count to Marquez. And the pitch, and taking off for third is Blackford. The breaking ball's low and away. It's ball one, and Blackford steals third. Back-to-back four steal games for the Spikes as a team for Blackford. That is his first as a Spike. And now Omar Veloz, the Scrappers catcher, behind the plate for the second consecutive night, heads out to the mound to have a chat with Jalen Long. 7-5 Spikes, but that eighth run now just 90 feet away. And it's a little bit more lengthy discussion between Veloz and Long. We remind you, there's nothing like being in the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, at Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. 1-2 the count as the meeting on the mound is over. There's no action currently in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Infield comes up all the way around. The 1-2 to Marquez. Swung on, lifted to right field. This should score another run. T.J. Reeves underneath it, makes the grab. Tagging from third is Blackford. The throw way up the third baseline. Blackford scores easily on the sacrifice fly by Kayla Marquez to increase the Spikes' lead to 8-5. Marquez delivering his first Spikes RBI. Two outs now. The base is empty, but another one added to the ledger as Jesse Fontebboa steps in. Fontebboa with a ground out and a strikeout sandwiched around an RBI double in the fourth inning. Waggles the bat in the right-handed box. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Breaking ball that time from Long. Well, nobody is throwing at the moment in the Spikes pen, but now a righty has gone to the bullpen mound down the right field line. Breaking ball low, ball one to Fontebboa. The pitch, that is low, pops out of the mitt of Alonso, but nobody on base, simply ball two. Two balls and a strike. Pitch to Fontebboa. Swung on and missed. And it's now a 2-2 count. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh. I believe that's Ty Pullman on the bullpen mound as Fontebboa sends this one sailing to center field. Playable for Johnson, however. Just shy of the warning track, he makes the catch. And the inning is over. But the Spikes had another run on a hit. Nobody left. End of seven. It's now State College 8, Mahoning Valley 5 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
And the pitch to Kirkland Banks. Misses up high. 1-0 the count. Banks is 2-for-3. A pair of singles. He also has scored a run. He struck out last time up against Lovin. As the 1-0 comes in. And a breaking ball up and in again. It does bend over the inner portion of the plane, but it looked like it was headed for Banks' helmet, so he ducked away. Ball two. And Caleb Marquez is going to trot out to the mound and have some words of encouragement for his pitcher. Well, that means that here in the second half of the season, the only pitchers we haven't seen are Ty Buckner, a holdover from the first half, Sam Walbridge, same, and Patrick Kadelka. And Kadelka, the big man out of Stephen F. Austin, 6'8", 290 pounds. We'll likely see him tomorrow night, I would gather, the native of New Braunfels, Texas, as a 2-0 fastball swung on and missed. It's 2-1. Usually after a mound visit, you see a strike right away, and that's exactly what it was from Ty Pullman. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Three balls and a strike. Pullman has the big looping slider. Four-seam fastball on the split is the 3-1 foul back. That was the four-seamer. And the count is now full to Banks. Christian Johnson, the leadoff man in the Mahoning Valley order, is on deck. T.J. Reeves to follow. Full count. Bermudez leads off first. The pitch. Foul back to the bricks. Seventh pitch in the at-bat coming up. Lights have taken over as the source of sight here, though the fading daylight still apparent in the skies above us. Still a decent amount of white. And the 3-2 fouled over the netting to the concourse below us. Pitch number 8 for the at-bat coming up. Another 3-2, it's inside, it hits him. Hip banks, I think it got him in the left arm. So that's the first hip batsman for either side tonight. And runners now at first and second here. Spikes, of course, notched that extra run in the seventh inning, leading 8-5. And now Christian Johnson to the plate, 0-for-3 with a walk.
Center fielder.
Christian Johnson, Rennie's in the right-handed box. Middle infield double play depth. Spikes turned two of them last night. And not turned one as of yet this evening. Pullman delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. Ty reared back on that one. 90 miles an hour on the fastball. 0-1 the count. Pitch. Swing and a foul tip to the bricks. 0-2 to Johnson. Ball ricocheted all the way out to Logan Matthew at first, so he'll retrieve the baseball, toss it to the Spikes dugout, first base side. Count is 0-2. Here's the pitch. Tapper, left side, cut off by Page, comes to his feet, but couldn't quite get the ball out of the mitt in time, and Johnson is aboard. The bases are loaded. A nice sliding stop by Page, but as Marcus popped back up to his feet, ball a little sticky in the mitt.
Right fielder, number 6.
And now the tying run is on base for T.J. Reeves. The Mahoning Valley right fielder is 0-for-3 with a walk. That'll go as a single. Pullman delivers. Swing and a miss. Blocked by Marquez. It stays close to the plate. Bermudez thought about taking off. He's already been caught trying to steal home in this game. And again, if he wasn't actually trying to steal, he went an awfully long way with the bluff. He was about 3/4 of the way down to home when he put on the brakes, but it was too late. Pullman sets. The 0-1. That fades outside. Evens it up. Ramada out of town scoreboard. West Virginia leading Trenton 7-2. Top of the eighth. Frederick has defeated Williamsport tonight 3-0. Here's the 1-1. Fastball and a called strike at the knees. One ball, two strikes. Fireworks going to light up the night skies here in Happy Valley tonight, presented by the Meadows. Tomorrow, Bark in the Park 2. Bring your pup to the ballpark and enjoy all the fun of Paint the Park Purple as we join together in the fight against Alzheimer's disease, presented by Juniper Village. The 1-2 swung on and missed with a curveball. And that is Ty Pullman's first strikeout as a Spike. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Bases remain loaded, but now one gone, and Trenton Jameson the batter. The DH 2-for-4 with a run scored. Both of his hits are singles. And Linfield still at double play depth. The pitch, her ball low and away. All one to Jameson. With a 6-1 frame, 230 pounds in the right-handed box out of Alabama State. The 1-0. And that one, a soft liner down the first baseline, but it drops foul on the grass just beyond the infield dirt. One ball, one strike. Didn't quite make it to the Lion Country Kia corner. There is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen now. Ty Buckner is warming up. Of course, Ty served as a closer for much of the first half of the MLB Draft League season, and that 1-1 is fouled back to the bricks. A ball and two strikes. I think that the hope for Dave Tremblay and pitching coach Jerome Williams was that he may only need to go one, but he has recorded six out saves. The pitch. Fastball called, strike three on the inside corner. Got him with a fastball. And the second strikeout for Ty Pullman, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. And now Mason Sykes to the plate, 3-for-4. But before Sykes can get to the plate, Dave Tremblay heads to the mound, and he makes the signal for Ty Buckner to come in. With the bases loaded and two outs, it'll be Ty Buckner. He'll look to finish up the eighth inning, and he'll likely be on to close it out. As the Spikes lead it 8-5, we'll have the numbers on Buckner and the rest of this eighth inning when we return here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. To the strains of Highwayman, Ty Buckner. Most recently of Gonzaga University and the State College Spikes first half squad here in 2023. Heads to the mound with the bases loaded and two outs. It's the top of the eighth inning. The Spikes leading 8-5. And Buckner, who was stellar in the season's first half, is likely to look to close it out here for a potential four-out save opportunity. In the season's first half, he went 1-0 with a 2.7 ERA. He was 2-for-2 in save opportunities. He also was the pitcher when the Spikes earned a tiebreaker win earlier this year, although that does not count in the official tallies. But 10 innings in regulation, he has allowed 3 runs, all earned on 6 hits. All 3 of those runs were allowed, however, in just his second appearance of the year. This will be his 9th in a Spikes uniform. 16 strikeouts to 2 walks, and Ty Buckner, who has dealt with adversity, battling through injuries, 24 years old, and he is now looking to make a name for himself here in the MLB Draft League's second half. And he is a highwayman for sure. He has stolen more than a couple wins for the Spikes this season. For Ty Pullman, 2/3 of an inning, no runs against him as of yet, though he is responsible for all 3 runners on base right now. He allowed 2 hits, struck out 2, hit a batter as well, 22 pitches, 15 for strikes. And with Mason Sykes, the cleanup man who already has 3 hits this evening up, Dave Tremblay wants to go strength on strength here. Sykes with a double in the second inning, an RBI single in the third, an infield single in the fifth. He scored a run in that inning. He grounded out in the sixth. Again, the bases are loaded with 2 outs as the Spikes lead it by 3. Buckner, glove tucked against his body, looks in, gets the sign from Marquez, and the pitch. That's chopped foul at the plate. Ricocheted back into Sykes. 0-1 the count. And the 0-1. Fastball tails away at 92 miles an hour. Sykes lets it go for ball one. Buckner and Sykes did not face each other in the season's first half, though Ty made two appearances against Mahoning Valley. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air, deep to left field. Contreras going back, but that one is gone. It's a grand slam for Mason Sykes, and Mahoning Valley has retaken the lead. It's 9-8 Scrappers. A 444-foot homer to left field that left the ballpark at 107 miles an hour. Mason Sykes, fourth hit of the night, his biggest.
First baseman, number 17, Owen Young.
And just like that, it's a whole new ball game in the top of the eighth. Three of those runs will be charged to Ty Pullman. But a shocking development here late in the ball game as Owen Young takes a strike on the outer edge. Buckner delivers. Breaking ball up high. 1-1 to Young, who's 0-4 tonight. There have been 27 hits in this game, and it is far from over. Here's the 1-1. Fastball high and away, 2-1 the count. Our third lead change of the night. The 2-1, fouled back to the screen, it's 2-2. And that was entirely propelled by Sykes. The flags in left center field are not moving at all. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a high heat. Buckner's first strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. But Mason Sykes with a grand slam in the eighth. One of three hits in the inning. Nobody left. And Mahoning Valley is back in front. 9-8 the score. Harden, Leslie, and Contreras, top of the order, due up in the bottom half of the eighth when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, the State College Spikes are going to have to bounce back again. Peyton Harden, the leadoff man in the order up. Let's take College now trailing 9-8 after the Mason Sykes grand slam in the top of the inning. And the first pitch from Jalen Long, a breaking ball swung on and missed for strike one. Harden is 2-for-3 with a pair of steals and an RBI on a sac fly tonight. He lines one foul off the Geisinger Champions Club and right into the mitt of a fan midway up section 103 who brought his mitt to the game. Talk about a super fan. As the 0-2 to Harden, a breaking ball fades outside. 1-2 the count. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher in Jalen Long, who is now the pitcher of record in the game. Here's the 1-2. Fades in outside, 2-2. 9 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Mahoning Valley. 8 runs, 14 hits for State College. No errors for the Spikes. The 2-2. Check swing, fastball upstairs. It's ball three. There was no appeal on the check swing. Harden certainly working this initial at-bat in the eighth inning. There is no action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Payoff pitch. Popped up. Third base side. Mason Sykes coming in on it, makes the catch. Sykes has certainly been the central figure in tonight's game. 4 hits, including the grand slam. 5 runs batted in. And here's Josh Leslie, the shortstop. 2 for 3, also with a sac fly tonight for his lone RBI. He has stolen a base, and his hustle really helped make this game what it is. He scored all the way from first on Carlos Contreras' single in the sixth. Otherwise, this would be a 2-run game, and Leslie takes a strike. Upper reaches of the zone. Here's the 0-1 from Long. Bounces in, blocked by Veloz. 1-1 to Leslie. Josh Leslie out of McNeese State. Again, Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, his hometown. He grounds one inside the bag at third. It's a base hit, rolling all the way to the left field corner. Sliding in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion is Davis. And settling into second with a one-out double is Josh Leslie. His third hit of the night, his third two-base hit of the year. And the tying run is in scoring position for State College. Like I said, in the top half of this inning, this one's a long way from being over. And Ray King, the Mahoning Valley pitching coach, making a slow walk out to the mound. As right-handed action has just now begun in the Scrappers bullpen. Not throwing from the mound just yet, but trying to quickly get ready is Jake Daly, a right-hander. A high-scoring affair tonight after last night. It was 3-2 going to the bottom of the ninth. And back-to-back doubles by Leslie and Harden tied it with a wild pitch, winning it for State College. Looking to capture the second game of this second half. Spikes were the only home team to win last night. Well, tonight, Frederick has defeated Williamsport 3-0. West Virginia, though, all over Trenton. It's 11-2. Black Bears at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. West Virginia will be the next opponent for the Spikes this coming week in a 3-game road trip Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The Woos starting to come in here as the meeting on the mound is over. Now, Daly is still doing more long tossing than actual pitching from the mound in the bullpen. As Carlos Contreras steps in. 4 hits last night, 1 for 3 tonight with a pair of RBIs. Leslie from second. The pitch to Contreras. A breaking ball slices down the outer half of the plate for a strike. 15 hits for State College in this one. And they have only struck out 3 times tonight after 13 of them last night. Time is called before the 0-1. Now everybody back to their places. Long gets the sign, sets on the first base side of the slab, and turns towards second and the throw there. Now, that's an adjustment that pitchers have to make. In collegiate baseball, if you make a move toward a base, you must throw there, otherwise it's a balk. That's not the case here in the MLB Draft League, nor in professional baseball, nor in anywhere else in professional baseball. 0-1. Leslie taking a big lead. And there he goes for third. The pitch outside of ball. There will be no throw. And Leslie takes third base. His second steal of the night. That's five stolen bases for the Spikes. Two of them at third. Braden Blackford took the bag earlier. And now, with Leslie at third, is the tying run. And one out. Infield will move up all the way around. 1-1 the count to Carlos Contreras, the left-handed hitting left fielder. The righty Jalen Long delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. And it's 1-2. And Contreras takes a few steps away from the left-handed box, now returns to it. Logan Mathieu lurking on deck. Fly ball of any significant depth will tie it. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Long's first strikeout of the night. Two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. And now Logan Matthews up. And Matthew bouncing back from an 0-for-4 performance last night to go 3-for-4 thus far this evening, including a two-run double in the first inning that got the proceedings going nicely for the Spikes. Matthew is actually at the plate with a chance to be the hero, but the wild pitch scored Harden before Matthew could really take his cuts. And he's going to be intentionally walked. Dimitri Young has seen what Logan Mathieu can do tonight. He is not going to take any chances. And again, one of those differences between the first half and the second half. Teams are playing to win here. There is no doubt about it. Pitch around the cleanup man. And now Marcus Page, who's 1-for-4, is up. Middle infield at normal depth. Infield playing back. Young is holding Matthew on at first base. Long, the right-hander, to the plate. Fastball and a called strike at the knees. 0-1 to Marcus. 9-8, Mahoning Valley, bottom of the eighth inning. There's no action in the State College bullpen. Ty Buckner will get the ball again in the ninth. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, low and away, 1-1 the count. Worthwhile to remind you as well that just like in the first half of this MLB Draft League season, if this game should be tied after nine innings, we would go to the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker. Home team chooses offense or defense at the outset of the game during the initial lineup exchange. There's the 1-1, fastball and a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2 to Marcus. Then the offensive team, the last batter of the previous inning, goes to first. Order proceeds as it would have been normally. Either the defensive team gets three outs or the offense scores. Whoever does that wins the game. The 1-2 breaking ball low. 2-2 the count to Page. Braden Blackford is on deck for the Spikes. First and third. Two down. Jalen Long sets at the shoulders. The pitch. Way outside. 3-2. Tried to fool him with a changeup away from the plate. But now no more margin on either side. Full count, two outs. Matthew will probably be off. There he goes. The pitch in the air, left center field, and it's going to go to the nook for the tying run scoring. Matthew around third. He will score. Marcus Page comes through in the clutch. A two-run double to the nook in left center, and the Nookie Monster celebrates after his home got jostled by that line drive. It's 10-9 Spikes in the bottom of the eighth. A 107 miles an hour off the bat. Marcus Page makes the Scrappers pay for pitching around Logan Mathieu. And now he is at second for Braden Blackford. The State College second baseman 2-for-4 with a double, a single, a steal, and two runs scored. A look to second and the pitch. That's outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Dally is still out of the Mahoning Valley bullpen. This one has seen twists and turns, four lead changes, 29 total hits, 19 total runs, and the 1-0. Fastball low and away, 2-0, and to think the fireworks are still to come tonight. Presented by the Meadows. This is a truly resilient State College Spikes team here in the second half of the season. There's no doubt about it. Two balls, no strikes. Long to the plate. And Blackford sends this one skyward, but foul, third base side. Tumbling into section 303. And remember, out of the bullpen box section, SPA, the Student Programming Association, has free student tickets for folks on the Penn State campus. So if there's a Penn State student you know, or if you are one, and you want to come out to a Spikes game, tickets are free. They're available whenever the ticket office is open here at the ballpark. Also available down at the Hub, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11:30 to 1:30. Breaking ball, high and away, 3-1 the count. Jalen Long has pitched two full innings, throwing 44 pitches to this point. Here's his 45th on a 3-1 count. High and away, ball four. First and second, two down. Sean Ross coming to the dish. And Long is going to stay in the ballgame. Louis Davenport picks up the bat and the shin pad for his teammate Blackford. And there is no motion by the Mahoning Valley coaching staff to go to the mound. This is going to be Long finishing out this inning. And Sean Ross making sure that Blackford's set to go with a sliding mitt at first. He is. First and second, two down. Long delivers. Fouled back to the screen. Strike one. 3,473 on hand here tonight. Hopefully all of you come back tomorrow and bring your dog to the ballpark. Bark in the park, too, and paint the park purple. Presented by Juniper Village. Purple puppy giveaway as well for those four-legged friends coming on in. Here's the 0-1. A swing and a miss. It's 0-2. By the way, if you're wondering, it is absolutely free for your dog to get into the ballpark. If you want to look at it alternatively, your dog gets the ticket and you get in for free. But rules and regs for Bark in the Park night available at statecollegespikes.com. Dogs are permitted on the concourse and the outfield bleachers. They are not permitted in the seating bowl, though. Trying to make a great experience for all fans. The 0-2 to Ross. Breaking ball low, taken to make it 1-2. Helicopter flying in from right field. Can't tell from the livery tonight whether it's headed to Mount Nittany Medical Center or to University Park Airport, but the 1-2 to Ross swung on and missed. Strike three. Long records his second strikeout, but the Spikes do the damage. Marcus Page does the damage in the bottom of the eighth. Two runs on two hits. The two-run double from Marcus, the big one. Two runners left on base, and Ty Buckner will come back on for the Spikes to win it as State College leads it 10-9. Veloz, Davis, Bermudez, 6-7-8 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Come on out to the ballpark with your dog on Sunday afternoon and join the State College Spikes in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. It's Bark in the Park 2 and Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village and media sponsor, the Center Daily Times. Bring your four-legged friend out for the 405 game against Mahoning Valley with a purple-powered puppy giveaway and join us as we literally paint the park purple to defeat Alzheimer's. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. What a reversal of fortune for the State College Spikes and for Ty Buckner. Ty, so dominant throughout the first half of the Spikes schedule here in the MLB Draft League. Came on to the second, strength on strength with Mason Sykes, who ended up with a grand slam to give Mahoning Valley the lead at 9-8. But after Marcus Page doubled home a pair of runs in the bottom half of the eighth, Ty Buckner is back on the hill with a chance to earn the win tonight, as the Spikes lead it 10-9, and Buckner's first pitch of the ninth is high for a ball to Omar Velez. The Mahoning Valley catcher 1-for-4 with a run scored tonight. Marcus Page hugging the line at third in the no-doubles defense. Buckner delivers. Swing and a miss on the fastball. It's 1-1. 91 on the inner half of the plate. There have been 19 runs, 29 hits in this game. There's been an error. There's been four lead changes. The grand slam by Sykes, who has four hits. 1-1 to Velez. Buckner delivers. Fastball high and away. Two balls and a strike. Velez did have two hits last night, including an RBI. Ty peering in. St. Louis native sets and delivers. Line drive down the left field line, but tailing foul into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Good amount of ARL folks still out there. Penn State ARL with a big group in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight, filling it to the brim and then some. A lot of play at the Geisinger Kid Zone for them tonight. Great to have them out here. And you can be out here as well with your group at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and other group locations. 2-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a fastball, and that is the second strikeout for Ty Buckner, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Things lining up, perhaps, to talk to Marcus Page after the game. Coming up in the eighth inning. In a game his team was trailing, tying run. Things going through his mind. Coming back here to play for the Spikes, a third year here in Happy Valley. And the pitch to Dearis Davis. That is swung on and missed, 0-1. Davis struck out as the McDonald's strikeout guy in the seventh. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored tonight after taking over for Travis Moore Jr. in the fourth. Here's the 0-1. That tails low and away, 1-1 the count. And, of course, Marcus was one of those guys who got here super early for this second half. He was actually here Monday for the Patriotic Fireworks Spectacular along with Louis Davenport. So I'm sure he was anxious to get back in action with the Spikes here in the second half. 1-1, a fastball down and away, 2-1 the count. But a lot of familiar names, heroes tonight. Logan Matthew had three hits. He was intentionally walked in the eighth inning so that the Scrappers could pitch to Marcus. Oh, up and in, and that hits Davis. I think he got his hand up, and that's what the pitch actually hit. But he looks to be all right, tosses the shin pad away, and he'll head down to first base. First hit batsman for Buckner tonight, the second for the Spikes. Bermudez 3-for-4 with a three-run triple, and Jerome Williams is going to come out and chat with Ty Buckner. The tying run is now on base here in the top of the ninth. And, of course, we talk about things will be, you know, maybe hearing from Marcus Paige later on, but who knows? As Jerome Williams finishes up the meeting on the mound, rest of the infield stays an extra couple of moments. Marcus Paige, the hero of the moment, pounding gloves with Ty Buckner as the infield leaves. Brad Rady and Jerome Williams chatting for a moment, parting ways, and now Bermudez in the right-handed box. Buckner sets. Tied to the plate. Swing and a miss on the high heat. 92 on the fastball. Strike one to Bermudez. Again, that three-run triple in the fifth inning is what gave Mahoning Valley its first lead of the game. The 0-1. There goes Davis. The pitch fouled back to the bricks. Davis will have to head back to first. 0-2 the count to Bermudez. Oh, and two the count. Buckner goes to the rosin bag. Spikes with a one-run lead. See if Davis takes off on the 0-2. Throw to first to try to dissuade that. Logan Matthew with a fake throw back to the mound, but Davis was not going for the hidden ball trick. At least not on this occasion. 0-2. Buckner again throws to first, but no tag applied this time. Davis and Matthew with a word. 0-2 the count. Fireworks coming up after the game tonight, presented by our friends at the Meadows. The 0-2 upstairs. Bermudez lays off. Ball one. Patrick Kadelka, who's the only newcomer in the Spikes staff we haven't seen, has a glove on. He's sort of practicing his motion in the Spikes bullpen as the 1-2, breaking ball up and in, 2-2. Ty trying to get Bermudez to chase a couple of times. He would not. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Fastball outside, 3-2. Ten-9 State College here in the top of the ninth. Heroes abounding throughout the game. Spikes have got up off the deck a couple of times. Throw to first. Diving back in again is Davis. Buckner sets. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the breaking ball that time. A nice slider from Ty Buckner, his third strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing in 2024. We'll open a new outpatient center in Toptrees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. The Spikes need just one more out, and Kirkland Banks, the shortstop, is up 2-for-3, has been hit by a pitch. He takes ball one outside with a fastball. 10-9 State College. De'Aris Davis is the tying run at first. Ty Buckner trying to close it out and earn the win tonight. The 1-0. Upstairs, ball two. 92 on the fastball. Christian Johnson, the leadoff man in the Mahoning Valley order, who's 1-for-4 with a walk this evening, on deck. Ty looks in to Caleb Marquez. 2-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. It's 2-1. Flags are not moving at all. You're going to have to generate your own power, and there has been power generated this evening. Davis leads off first. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. Spikes are one strike away. The crowd starting to rise to its feet. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here on the top of the ninth. The Spikes are one strike away. Buckner delivers. Runner goes. The pitch is fouled over the roof, first base side. Davis will return to first. And it's still 2-2 to Kirkland Banks. Davis once again has to head back to the bag. Crowd gets up once again. Two balls, two strikes. Chant of let's go, Spikes goes out, and time is called by Banks. Some hoots from the crowd, but he's back in there now. 2-2, the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Marquez, no movement by Davis, and the count runs full. 82 on that delivery. Another full count. He's able to whiff David Bermudez on a full count. One batter ago, trying to do the same to Banks to close it out. Give the Spikes their second straight one-run win. Runner goes, the pitch. Punch foul over the netting into the Geisinger Champions Club first base side, and the ball ricochets back down to the concourse. Below. The video board imploring the crowd to rise and join their comrades. Full count, two outs. Davis will go on the pitch. There he goes. The pitch popped up. Shallow center field. Leslie, the shortstop, is calling for it, and now it falls in. Harden came up late. Dashing in is Davis, and we're tied at 10. Oh, it looked like the game was put away, but a malfunction at the junction. Dimitri Young is coming to the plate now, and he's going to pinch run. Banks will check out of the game, and Justin Wiley will come in. So Wiley, who is now the go-ahead run, will step in as the pinch runner at first base, and Christian Johnson the batter. Johnson, 1-for-4 with a walk. He has scored a run. 10-10 in the top of the ninth. So it looks like we'll see Jake Daly after all. Spikes will hit in the bottom of the ninth with Kayla Marquez, Jesse Fontaboa, and Peyton Harden. The 8-9-1 batters due up. That'll go as an E8 to put Banks on board. And now Wiley, the pinch runner, is the pitch low and away. 2-0 the count. Spikes will have to regroup again. The 2-0. Low and away, ball three. And now, Johnson getting called away by third base coach Craig Antisch to talk things over. 3-0 count, two outs. The question is to swing or not to swing. With the go-ahead run in the ninth inning on base, do you try and pound something good? Do you hold off, hoping for the walk, continue the inning? There are two outs. Looked like things were in hand for the Spikes on the pop-up, but it was not to be just yet. The 3-0, right down Broadway for a strike. Johnson was holding. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. It's 3-2. Well, the Rally Rooster getting ready. Spikes will look for their second straight walk-off win. If this last strike, this last out can be earned. Runner goes, up high, ball four. First and second with two outs. And T.J. Reeves, the batter. Reeves is 0 for 4 with a walk. Jake Daly, the right-hander, continues to warm in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. He'll get the ninth. Pitch to Reeves. Breaking ball low. Ball one. Patrick Kadelka now warming up in earnest in the State College bullpen. Buckner has thrown 38 pitches tonight, 19 for strikes. And what has been one full inning officially, the 1-0. Fastball just off the plate outside, 2-0. Here's the 2-0. Fastball and a called strike. Reeves held off that time. Upper half of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Here's the set. Buckner delivers. Grounder to the right side, pass to diving Blackford into right field. Around third is Wiley. The throw to the plate will not be in time. Mahoning Valley is back in front, the fifth lead change of the evening. It's now 11-10 on the RBI single by T.J. Reeves. Johnson moves to third. Runners at the corners, two outs, and Dave Tremblay is going to make the trip. He probably didn't believe he would have to make, as Ty Buckner is done after an inning of work. And Patrick Kadelka will look to get the last out here on the top of the ninth. So, a call for relief. In a game that has turned around so many times, what's one more turn? Mahoning Valley 11, State College 10, the remainder of the ninth inning when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So, runners on first and third in the top of the ninth, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. It looked like the Spikes had it, but what ended up as an error scored the tying run. T.J. Reeves' RBI single has brought in the go-ahead run from Mahoning Valley. It's now 11-10 in the top of the ninth. And the Spikes turn to right-hander Patrick Kadelka, who's the only newcomer we had not seen as of yet here in this opening series of the second half for the Spikes. Kadelka, 6'8", 290-pound right-hander out of New Braunfels, Texas, comes to the Spikes from Stephen F. Austin University. He is 23 years of age. And Kadelka to face Trenton Jameson as Ty Buckner ends up delivering 41 pitches tonight in what is officially a one-inning appearance, 21 of them for strikes, and three runs against him. But as it stands right now, only one of them will be earned. Kadelka's first pitch, fastball outside at 88. 1-0 to Jameson as Kadelka, the big man, comes with a straight over-the-top motion. Kadelka, his last season at Stephen F. Austin in 2022, went 1-2, 23 innings of work, 12-13 ERA, 34 runs against him, 31 earned on 33 hits, 22 strikeouts to 20 walks, 4 hit batsmen. And he delivers a ball low, 2 balls, no strikes. Kadelka's 2-0 pitch, fastball low, a sinker that time, and it's a 3-0 count. 31 hits now in the game, or I checked that, 30 hits, 2 errors, 1 each side. 14 hits for Mahoning Valley, 16 hits for State College. Fastball and a called strike. Right down the heart of the plate, 3-1. Caleb Marquez, Jesse Fontaboa, Peyton Harden, the 8-9-1 hitters due up in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1 pitch, popped up. First base side, over toward foul ground. Second baseman on the run, and Blackford puts it away in foul territory on the warning track. A tremendous play by the Spikes second baseman, but Mahoning Valley scores a pair of runs on one hit, one impactful error, 2 runners left on base. The Rally Rooster will come out. We'll see if the Spikes can come back to win in the bottom of the ninth for the second consecutive game. It'll be Jake Daly on from Mahoning Valley when we return here in the bottom of the ninth. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end August 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the bottom of the ninth. And Mahoning Valley going to the bullpen for Jake Daly. Daly, the right-hander. So the only Mahoning Valley pitcher on staff we have not seen yet, Trey Robertson. Daly out of Utah Tech, a Tremonton, Utah native, 6'5", 235 pounds. He is 24 years old. And Daly to face Kayla Marquez, Jesse Fontaboa, and Peyton Harden, the 8-9-1 batters. Here in the bottom of the ninth is the Spikes. After 5 lead changes in this game, trail 11-10. And the first pitch in the bottom of the ninth is a fastball swung on and missed. Tied up Marquez inside, 0-1. Caleb's 1-for-3. He has singled, scored a run. He's also knocked in a run with his sacrifice fly in the seventh. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chaps at the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Daly also spent time at University of Utah and the College of Southern Idaho. So he delivers the ball. 1-2 strikes this past spring at Utah Tech. 0-6, but a 7.71 ERA. 17 appearances, 6 starts, 44 and a third innings. He struck out 40, walked 17. The pitch, bouncer up the middle, charging in. Bermudez throw to first in time, one away. Jesse Fontebolla is 1-for-4. Grounded out to short in the second, doubled in a run in the fourth. He has struck out and flat out since. But, of course, last night, the opening batter in the ninth inning struck out before things got cooking. Spikes were down by a run in the bottom of the ninth yesterday. Back-to-back doubles from Josh Leslie and Peyton Hardin scored the tying run, and then a wild pitch scored Hardin with the winning run. First pitch to Fontebolla, high and inside, ball one. Off speed from Daly, who winds and delivers. Fastball low, 2-0 the count. Fontebolla waggles the bat. The 2-0. Fastball is low, 3-0 the count. Peyton Hardin, perhaps looking to atone, is on deck. And Hardin tonight already with a pair of singles, 2 stolen bases, and a sac fly himself. The 3-0 to Fontebolla, a fastball, and a called strike. Outer half of the plate, 93 miles an hour. Next offering, lined into center field, a base hit. The tying run is aboard as Jesse Fontebolla collects his second hit of the night. The Spikes 17th as a team. And now another visit from Mahoning Valley pitching coach Ray King to settle everybody down. With a tying run on and one out. And Peyton Hardin, center fielder, came up in the sixth inning with a man on third, one out, and knew exactly what he had to do. He comes up with a man on first and one out here in the ninth, and you can bet he knows exactly what he wants to do. Hardin's double last night was down the left field line. And Josh Leslie is behind him already with 3 hits tonight. Carlos Contreras had 4 hits last night. He has a 2-run single this evening. He would follow Leslie if it gets that far. Ray King now going to help align the outfield here. As Hardin steps into the left-handed box. Fontebolla, the tying run, leads off first. Daly sets the pitch. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, low in the zone. Strike one. Here's the set. A one pitch, bounce right back to Daly. Turns, throws to second for one, on to first, not in time. Hardin beats it out. Fontebolla erased, 1-4 on the force play, but it's a fielder's choice for Hardin. And now Josh Leslie up. And Leslie is 3-for-4. He has collected a sac fly, one of his 3 hits a double, 2 singles in the others, 3 runs scored. He has stolen 2 bases. Leslie taps the plate with the bat. Remember, it was his double in the ninth inning that got things going. There goes Hardin. Pitches a strike on the inside corner. Throw down to second, not in time. Peyton Hardin with his 3rd steal of the game. It's the 6th in as many attempts for the Spikes tonight. So the tying run now in scoring position. And that was a fait accompli. And now Jake Daly wants to know if they want to put Leslie on. Probably not at this stage. Not the go-ahead run. Of course, that's exactly what the Scrappers did in the eighth inning, so that may play into their minds as well. They walked Logan Matthew, and Marcus Page doubled in 2 runs to give the Spikes the lead at that point. The 0-1 to Leslie, a breaking ball that slices down the middle for a strike. Now an 0-2 count. Carlos Contreras on deck. He of the four-hit game last night in his Spikes debut. Dally sets. A look to second, the 0-2. Just off the plate, low and away. Didn't miss by much, but it's ball one. Scrappers dugout. Not happy. But everybody resets. One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Fastball way outside this time. Definitely ball two. 11-10, Mahoning Valley, bottom of the ninth. 31 total hits in the game, two errors. Chant of let's go, Spikes goes up. Chant of Leslie has gone up. Here's the 2-2. Fades in for a called strike three, and the ball game's over. This one had twists and turns. It had rises and falls. And in the end, the roller coaster ride ends with Mahoning Valley taking the second game of this opening series of the second half in the MLB Draft League with a final score of 11-10. There's a lot to go over. We'll try to wrap everything up from Medler Field at Lebrano Park right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away.